older people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends on it.
You are listening to AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, brothers, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Young brothers, brothers, sisters. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember?
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. You know what? You need to get to me. You know what? You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 Much to talk about. Ooh, it's getting hot up in here. We're going to, next hour, of course, is going to be the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. Much to talk about in that race. And if you didn't catch the show yesterday at 9 o'clock, the wake-up call. We had, I had a breaking news story with regard to the St. Louis Public Schools race, the St. Louis Board of Education race, that is, had a breaking news story. We brought Dennis McGlynn onto the show, and Dennis McGlynn told us that he was stepping down from the race. He was no longer going to be in the race because he felt that, and is that the fact of the matter is that the math is we need to get two people in there, and he did not want to be part of anything that would take away from taking over control of the St. Louis Public Schools board. And the math is we need two people in, and Dennis stepped down. He said, this is for the good of all of us. This is for the good of our entire community. And that was a wonderful decision by Dennis McGlynn. And you heard it here first on the Wake Up Call, because that's how we roll out here. As of yesterday, the field is now down to two choices. The field is down to, and the only two choices, Donna Jones and Peter Downs. Donna Jones and Peter Downs. That's how this race is going to roll. That's what you should be doing. And don't forget also that there's a horrible, horrible amendment on the ballot in the city of St. Louis. A horrible amendment to make it more difficult to recall your alderman. They want a charter amendment. The answer is say no. Say no to everything. Just say no to everything. Say yes to Donna Jones, yes to Peter Downs, and then just say no to everything. The fact of the matter is, there should be, it's hard enough to recall aldermen. Ain't that something? Think of all the rules and laws that they don't pass, but they show pass this one to make it more difficult to get trifling alder people out. The answer is no. The answer is no. And as we get closer to this race, we're going to be talking to some more of the candidates. We're going to be talking to some candidates from Hazelwood School Board. That's another important race out there. We're going to be talking to some candidates from the Riverview Garden School District. That's another important. I'm telling you, the theme this year is school board races. Pay attention. These are important races in your community. Important races in your community. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. And in the next hour, of course, we have the St. Louis Public Schools Watch, huh? You know what? I'm all for people, you know, first of all, it's not up to me, but secondly, I am for this. For people to find their God wherever they find their God. I am very supportive of people finding their churches, finding their pastors, finding who they need and what they need. I mean, in a spiritual place. That's cool. Cool with me. Cool with me. And you can write that down. It's cool with Liz Brown. Cool with me. The challenge, however, is and I hear this from it makes your makes you want to put your dukes up. Okay, it gets you to that place where you're arming yourself. When people come at you so hard about their religion, and when people come at you so hard about what God wants you to do, when people are yelling in your face about God, makes you want to put your dukes up, because that don't sound very godlike to me. It sounds like you're using God as fighting words, and somehow that seems inconsistent. I don't know. It just seems a little inconsistent. And then when you add politics into that, the mindset of you will follow my God, damn it. when you have that, and that's the energy. I apologize. That's the energy. But when you add politics into the mindset of that follow my God, daggummit, follow my God, you have a volatile, unhealthy, dangerous mix. And what we're seeing right now is the result of that volatile mix. You see people forcing their religious views or their views of God upon you. You see this insistence that you can't go to heaven if you don't follow their God. That you're going to be damned if you don't follow their God. And then it's almost like you're going to be double damned if you don't follow their God and their politics. Nasty stuff, folks. Double damned. Nasty stuff. And the evidence of this, the super danger of this is that you have an administration in politics, an administration at the top level of politics that is into this double damned philosophy. There's something going on right now. Weeks after the Internal Revenue announced a crackdown on political activities by churches and other tax-exempt organizations, a coalition, now these are the double-damned folks, you're damned if you don't follow my God and you're damned if you don't follow my politics. Scary times. A coalition of nonprofit conservative groups is holding training sessions to enlist Pennsylvania pastors in turning out voters in the November elections. Double damn. And for you gamblers out there, for y'all that hang out on the boats, I'm not talking about double down. I'm talking about double damned. And there is a huge difference. These are four groups. They're called the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. In the first training session on March 6th in Valley Forge, they showed a videotaped message from a single candidate, Senator Rick Santorum. Here's what these double damn folks are saying. My God, my politics. It's like you're going to hell twice if you don't follow, believe as I believe. Santorum said, "I encourage you to let your voices be heard from the pulpit." Huh? Urging the pastors to champion a proposed constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. I guess the abortion thing is kind of winding down. It's time to find a new way to get to find that intolerance place in religious folks' souls. I encourage you to champion a proposed constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. After the tape, the organizers offered participating pastors copies of the of Santorum's book, It Takes a Family. Colin A. Hanna, the founder of the conservative advocacy group Let Freedom Ring, ain't that ironic? Let freedom ring in the way as I define freedom. And freedom is following my God and following my politics. That's freedom. Ain't that some stuff? Let freedom ring. Ain't that some stuff? Let freedom ring. These are extraordinary times, y'all. These are extraordinary times. The session on March 6th attracted 125 members of the clergy. On Monday, the Let Freedom Ring posted a notice on its website saying that it was hiring 10 full-time organizers to help churches get out the votes. What does that tell you? This group, Let Freedom Ring, is hiring 10 full-time organizers. That tells you, baby, that there's a whole lot of money out there. A whole lot of money out there. Evangelical or Catholic background is helpful, the website suggests. No Baptists apply. The training session was 2 weeks after the Internal Revenue Commissioner spoke to the City Club of Cleveland saying, quote, "We can't afford to have our charitable and religious institutions undermined by politics." Did y'all just get that? Did you catch everything that I just said just then? Because I'm not sure if you were paying attention. The Internal Revenue Commissioner said, I'm not talking about a pastor said from his pulpit. The Internal Revenue Commissioner said, we can't afford to have our charitable and religious groups undermined by politics. My God, my politics. Republicans Pennsylvania appears to be the sole state where advocacy groups are pouring so much into working with the churches so early. It's the test ground. Rick Santorum is in a very nasty race. Rick Santorum has put the C into corruption. No, he's put all the letters of corruption into corruption. He just didn't get the C. He got all the letters. You couldn't spell corruption if you didn't have Rick Santorum. Let me just put it that way. You see, the Republicans were encouraged by their success in mobilizing their religion-minded voters. In 2004, they are stepping up their efforts to collect church directories around the country to help turn out voters for the midterm elections. What are they going to say? Homosexuals, abortion. Homosexuals, abortion. That's all they're going to say. They're going to walk into churches. Homosexuals, abortion, vote. Three words. Homosexuals, abortion, vote. My work here is done. They're not going to holler Medicare for seniors. They're not going to holler housing. I don't know. I'm not a biblical scholar, but I just don't see Jesus running around hollering into churches, homosexuals, abortion, vote. I think there would be some mention about the homelessness. I think that there would be some mention about livable wages. I think there would be some mention about the environment. I think there would be some mention. I ain't speaking for anybody's religion, but I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying, come on. I don't see Jesus running into churches hollering, homosexuals, abortion, vote. I don't, again, I'm not a biblical scholar. I just can't wrap my mind around that. Something about feed the children, maybe. Something about stop the polar ice caps from melting. Sell your SUV. I can even see that. There were 10 commandments, right? It's got to be more than two issues. If those are the only two issues, the 10 commandments would be the two commandments. Don't be gay. Don't have an abortion. That would be the two commandments. But there were 10 of them. So I think there's a little bit more to our lives than that. Whew. Whew. Lord. Oh, my name is Liz Brown. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Let's take a break, folks. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Refer Yourself Real Estate Rebates. Eastbound 70 at Lake St. Louis Boulevard and Bryan. Look for an accident reported. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270 looks good. Northbound 55 from Route M all the way into 270 is on the move. Northbound 270 at 44 and Marshall. Traffic is building this hour. Eastbound 40 from Clarkson all the way into McKnight looks good. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall, the Blanchett Bridge is on the move. Westbound 270 from Riverview to Washington Elizabeth. Look for no problems there. Eastbound 70 from K to 79. Expect heavy traffic already this morning in pockets. Northbound Route 3 at the PSB. No problems there. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split. No problems. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing looks good. Westbound 5570 split from 4th Street all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic there. And Illinois Route 3 at Water Street in Cahokia, those traffic lights are not working this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Refer Yourself Real Estate Rebates. In a market to buy a home, get up to 1% of the sale price back at closing. Go to buysellcashback.com to find out more. Get paid to buy your next home. Visit buysellcashback.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Not quite as cold today. Mostly sunny, high in the mid-40s. This evening, partly cloudy till early morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high in the lower 40s. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 25 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 24. Bundle up if you're headed outside. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather, as well as your news in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call that's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Shelley Welsh will make a great mayor of University City. I'm Dave, and I've seen Shelley's powerful performance on City Council. We've all seen Shelley Welsh fight to use taxpayer money wisely to build us a great rec center. We've all seen how Shelley Welsh can enhance our future as she organized the highly effective Advisory Board for Economic Progress. We've all seen Shelley Welsh unite citizens across borders of color, gender, economy, while her opponents make an ugly effort to divide us. Now we all need to make Shelley Welsh mayor.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welsh for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
This is Alan Brainerd inviting you to join me every Wednesday for Design 411. Whether you live in a mansion or a studio apartment, my guests and I will share new and exciting ways to make your home truly attractive. Please join me, Alan Brainerd, for Design 411. Wednesdays at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where you'll get the 411 on the things that matter most to you.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you Christmas cheer. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you marriage ring and a pomegranate.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryant.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get to me. My goodness gracious. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free. Did I tell you this? 1-877-920-WGNU. Did I give you my email? I did not. revolution@lizbrown.com. Check out lizbrown.com. Lord, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My goodness, 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me, huh? These are as much as I am trying to describe for you, to make it real for you, to make you feel this. About what's going on in our world. As much as there are efforts, and let me back up just a little bit. The story that I was talking about before the break, about how religious organizations in Pennsylvania are doing something very different. They are using 10 paid workers to organize and get out to vote effort from the church. And as much as they are trying to do that, there is also another lesson in that story. And the other lesson in that story is, you know what? And I'm going to try to make this as simple as I possibly can. Organize. The key to organizing is organizing. Can I say that again? The key to organizing is organizing. These people are starting now. As wrong as, you know, they're not right as rain. But they are organized as heck. They're not starting the day before election. They're not starting the day after election. They're not starting that. They are organizing. Now, on the other side of this issue, while the church is involving itself in scary ways in politics, and understand, I believe that there should be
directives from the pulpit of people to go out and vote. I truly do. I believe that churches should be involved in the world that the world that they find themselves in. I do. What is concerning to me, however, is churches that want to have it both ways. They're just like the Ross Perot's out there who campaigned on smaller government, but yet if it wasn't for the government, Ross Perot would have never made millions from his contracts with the government. They're not for little government. They're not for $200 a month checks to widows and orphans. They're for big government. $2 million checks for work half done. That's the kind of government they're all about. They're down with. It's not that government or that churches should not be involved in politics, but there needs to be a line of government's involvement in politics. And government's involved in religion. And on the other side of the world, in a place called Oceanside, California. That's in San Diego County. it's at a barbershop, actually, where Camp Pendleton, and it's near Camp Pendleton. And it's a place where a lot of young Marines go to get the regulation haircut they need before they head to combat in Iraq. And in this one particular barbershop, the owner wears his loyalty to his customers openly. The business has yellow ribbons, flags, "We support our troop" banners. Now, I understand that this is a man who has wrapped himself in the red, white, and blue. He supports the troops, and he is a Republican and a self-described conservative. And he voted for George W. Bush. And you know what he was saying as he was cutting the hair of Lance Corporal Aaron Colonel, 19 years old? He says, "Enough is enough. If we haven't gotten this thing settled by the year's end, then it's time to bring the boys home." That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he said. And watching George Bush yesterday, I know that there are people who T-vote it and are using it for comedy routine material. Because watching George Bush, and I appreciate you all calling in yesterday while you were watching it, but y'all were unable to fully describe how much of a fool he looked like up there trying to answer questions and fumbling. And the reason is that what is difficult and what is particularly difficult for the ex-cheerleader and D-student, sometimes D-student. Mostly he didn't get up to class often enough to get that good D. And I assure you, any time that they say that the son of a president was a C-student, he was an F-student. He was an F-student because they always lie up. They always lie up. Oh, he was an A student, B student. So here's the thing. When George Bush was on camera yesterday, he struggled with doing three things at a time. And that, again, ADD, F student, former cheerleader, that's a hard thing to ask. He was trying to read the script. He was trying to listen to his earpiece, and he was trying to respond to direct questions that were asked of him. Too much. Too soon. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You saw him. He was almost Barnum and Bailey-ish in his efforts to contort his body, to tilt his head, to listen to his earpiece, cock his head to read the script, and hold his head up so that he could look at who he was talking to. It was a fumbling, bumbling hot mess. It was a
hot mess.
And hilarious.
And hilarious. And then when you stop laughing, you go into your, oh, my God, oh, my sweet Lord. That's the guy with the finger on the button. You laugh, and then you shake your head and go, oh, my sweet Lord. That's the guy that's sitting in the White House. Oh, Lord. We have a lot to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Don't forget, in the next hour, we have the St. Louis Public Schools Watch with Peter Downs. And I have a letter or two that I'm going to share just to show from Darnetta Klingstell to one of our babies that explains why Darnetta Klingstell, shame on, should be kicked all the way out of office. She don't understand a lot of babies. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Again, to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline London. More than 90 airlines have been placed on a list for non-operation in the European Union. Most of the companies have safety issues, which the EU says failed to meet international standards, and most of those airlines are based in Africa. The companies can apply to be taken off the list, which was developed last year after over 500 people were killed in plane crashes around the world. And Dateline Nairobi. A UN report says crime in Kenya has become so bad that it is now hampering foreign investment in that country. Robberies, rapes, and murders are spiraling out of control, according to the country's largest newspaper. Billboards have even been put up warning women to guard themselves against rape. Thousands of people recently demonstrated and called for the resignation of Security Minister John Machuki because of the escalating internal danger. A financial consulting group based in London recently gave Kenya a worse investment risk rating than Sudan, even though there is a continuing civil war in the Darfur region. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else are you going to get the trifecta of a shopping experience? You know what I'm talking about. Great prices, great location, and great service. That's the trifecta, y'all. They have the best deals in town in Sears. You're going to get deals. You're going to get discounts that you don't get anyplace else. It's a full-service Sears, brand new, wonderful appliances, and the best deals in town and the best service in town. Get on over to Sears at 3425 Union. I'm Liz Brown. Tell Jerome Williams I told you to.
And, of course, I'm George Cotton, Sr.
Listen to The Real Deal with George and Phil every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. for controversial and thought-provoking radio.
That's right. In addition to national advice on law and health, you can also expect some of the most ridiculous comments heard anywhere on radio.
Yeah, and you say most of them.
Yeah, I've heard that a couple times or two.
The Real Deal with George and Phil. Tune us in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on WGNU.
It's tax time. Where are you going to go to get them done? Only one place. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282. Why? Because he's honest. Because they're dependable. Because they're respectful. And because they have a check cashing place right there. You can cash your check right there at 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 113A. He's been there before the other guys got here, and he'll be here after they leave. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson. Join me every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people who are just like you that are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in lives of others. And you're invited to share your thoughts. You know, people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show Wednesday mornings at 10 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss what matters most to you.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri, St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU wake-up call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri, St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Every heart, there is a drum that beats steady and strong. It does not know defeat. I feel it time and know the sound of truth. In every soul, there is a memory, a standing tall, the proudest we could be. I cannot fall, for I recall.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want a toll-free, long-distance me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And if you want to toll-free, long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Charles.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Well, I saw George Bush's speech and looked like he had a little bit too much caffeine. Or whatever.
Okay. Irish coffee, whatever.
It kind of concerns me because it appears that he's losing support from his number one backers, the unprivileged white male.
Mm.
And we know if he's losing support, there's only one way he can gain that support back, is to pull another 9/11 inside of America.
Mm.
So I'm going to make the prediction. Now that he's losing support there, something here is going to happen very big to get the white male testosterone level back up. They want to go kill a bunch of people.
And here's the thing. I suspect that that is the one of the plans on the table. But I think that at another time that plan would be effective. I believe that things are so bad for so many people that the Bush administration would not get as big a bang out of that buck as they did in 9/11. Because people are fatigued. They are Katrina fatigued. They can't escape that part of their country no matter how much this administration attempts to demonize the victims of Katrina. Telling people that, oh, they stole, they asked for more money than they deserve. They got $2,000 instead of $1,000. Kiss my grits. You let them have the $2,000. And the other piece of it is that it's hard for people to find jobs. The housing market is cooling off quickly. It's hard for people out there. Healthcare is terrorizing. Too many millions of Americans go to bed every night terrorized about how they're going to deal with their healthcare issue. Not just sleepless night, but terrorized with how they're going to deal with the healthcare issues of their children, themselves, or their parents.
Well, Liz, I work for a Fortune 500 company,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sweating.
Mm-hmm.
So I can imagine
yes.
what someone else who isn't working
yes,
like
ma'am.
That.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you, Liz.
You're right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call?
Yes, Liz.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Clark.
Liz, do you think I am too blunt? Forgive me when I speak. speak bluntly, what the president has done on the U.S. war crimes, in quotes, he should be tried and if found guilty and then executed without
.454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. There's so much stuff to talk about. Earl.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Oh, great. When the reporter asked the president when we were going to pull out of Iraq, and he told him that he was optimistic. How did he put it? He said, I'm optimistic, I'm confident. And what else did he say?
I don't remember the third word.
But he must have thought he was asking him about who was going to win the World Series this year. You know what I mean? What kind of answer is that when you got people's lives at stake?
I'm optimistic.
Give me a break.
That is so true. That's exactly the type of response that a coach gives with a football team or a baseball team. That is so true. I'm optimistic and I'm confident. People are dying. And I don't know, does it come as any consolation to you when George Bush looks you in the, well, tries to look you in the face? And cocks his head to listen to his earpiece and tilts his face down to read his notes and kind of glances up at you in an awkward Barnum and Bailey contortionist manner and says, if I didn't believe this, I wouldn't do this. Is that any consolation to you? Because maybe this ain't about you. You are ADD. You are dyslexic. You are at the bottom of your class. You are a recovering alcoholic. You are a dry drunk. You are a substandard. You're a substandard person with a lot who came from a family with a lot of money. Okay, substance abuser. We know that. Your level of belief and confidence does not inspire belief or confidence in anybody that thinks. And even your best of friends say that they didn't put you in to be in charge. They put you in so that you would follow the directives of people who know more and know better than you. That's what your friends would say. So when you say, I wouldn't do this if I didn't believe that, I don't turn to people who have had all of the mental and physical and biological challenges that you have had over the course of your years. I don't turn to people like you to get my for direction. Generally speaking, I don't know, most people don't. So that is not, those are not warm and fuzzy words that inspire confidence in me. And you know what? I don't believe I'm alone. I don't believe I'm alone. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Ike.
Yeah, I'm in the hospital there, but I had to call and talk to you. I'm born Jewish.
Oh, bless your heart. You okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I had to take care of some business, you know. But I'm okay. When I was listening to this moron jump to the mic, and I like what you said. He looks down. He looks right or left. Talk real fast. I guess he's trying to hear him and get out in front of the audience that he's lying to.
Well, he's trying to hear out of his earpiece. He's trying to read his notes, and he's trying to act like he's listening to looking at the people that he's talking to.
His big debacle is falling in his face. But you know what I'm telling you something? I don't like to see your dad, but you know, from the onset, those people, the old war warriors and calling in, you don't hear them no more, Liz, on your show.
Mm-mm.
Not even on other talk shows.
No.
They're not calling in. Where are they, Liz?
Well, there's nothing to say. There's nothing to say.
And is that them but a pimp game? Like the Vietnam War? And then everybody catching it. He's in Virginia where his so-called support, and this moron murderer trying to kill his buddy, vice president, he's going to be in Illinois today. I'm glad he's not in Missouri.
Thanks for your call.
All right, Liz.
I'm Liz Brown. The next hour is the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. You do not want to miss that. Stay with me.
People who love peace all
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A day after he said U.S. troops would probably be in Iraq longer than he would be in the White House, President Bush is taking his message to West Virginia. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
For the third day in a row, President Bush answers extended questions in public about the course forward in Iraq, this time a general audience of West Virginia residents. The president told a White House press conference that the day when all U.S. forces are out will certainly come at the direction of a future president and a government in Iraq. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
It's been another violent day in Iraq. Four police officers are dead after insurgents attacked a police station south of Baghdad. U.S. and Iraqi troops captured as many as 50 of the militants who were involved in the raid. This is one vacation an Oregon family would probably like to forget. They were trapped for nearly 2 weeks in a snowstorm in their RV. Sheriff Rick Mendenhall says he's amazed they survived.
They like to explained it to me as the trip that Gilligan took, you know, on that three-hour tour. They were on a mission and basically kind of got sidetracked.
Well, the family says they survived by eating the food they had packed for the trip and by drinking melted snow. Deborah LaFave will not be going to jail. Prosecutors in Marion County, Florida, dropped the charges against the public school teacher who admitted to having sex with a 14-year-old student. It's to keep the student from having to testify. LaFave apologized to her victim.
I offer my deepest apology. I have been undergoing extensive therapy and believe it has helped me tremendously.
The teacher, who claims she is bipolar, still has 3 years of house arrest and 7 years probation ahead of her. Florida teachers' pay could soon be determined by just how well their students do on standardized tests. Governor Jeb Bush says public schools and teachers should be held to the same performance standards as the private sector. This is ABC News.
You finished with your fries?
Yeah, take them.
Hey, with your Medicare drug plan, you're only paying $28 a month?
Yeah.
For which drug? All of them.
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
I'll help you pick a plan. If I can do it, you can do it.
No kidding.
Oh, you want to be smart? Give me back my fries.
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th. Paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
If you have allergies, discover new Allivert Citrus Burst. The instant it touches your tongue, it bursts into action. And you know allergy relief is on its way. New Allivert Citrus Burst is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a great-tasting, quick-dissolving tablet. Get the allergy relief you need to keep going. Try new quick-dissolving Allivert Citrus Burst. Experience the relief. Use as directed.
You waiting on the new Windows operating system? Keep waiting. Now Microsoft says the consumer version of Windows Vista won't be available until at least next year. A pro baseball player is throwing a major league hissy fit, and he could be out for the season for it. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the story.
When the Washington Nationals dashed out of the dugout for their most recent game, they were a player short. Alfonso Soriano refused to take the field because the team wanted the second baseman to play left field.
We have a job to try to win baseball games with the team that we have.
And Nationals GM Jim Bowden already has a decent second baseman. The team will put Soriano on the disqualified list without pay if he again fails to play left. Soriano says he's not mentally prepared to play the outfield, and he believes the Nationals should have checked with him about switching positions before the team acquired him in a trade. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
ABC Robert Miles today. Congratulate him. The Washington, D.C. bus driver is being honored for 29 years and 2.8 million miles behind the wheel without an accident. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Here's a WGNU News update. This report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. A St. Louis man could face a death sentence for a second time.
Vincent McFadden was already facing the death penalty after being convicted of the July 2002 murder of Todd Franklin in Pine Lawn. Yesterday, a jury convicted McFadden of the May 2003 murder of Leslie Addison. Testimony in the penalty phase of that trial begins today. In other news, a suspect already faces several charges and is expected to face more after a scuffle with St. Louis police. 23-year-old Raymond Sutton was wanted on several charges, including robbery and assault, when police officers found him at a home in the 4500 block of McMillan Monday night. During a struggle with officers, police say Sutton managed to get an officer's gun, which went off as the officers tried to get control of Sutton. Sutton's recovering from a gunshot wound to the mouth and is charged with assault, robbery, probation violation, armed criminal action, and theft. In East St. Louis, a suspect is in custody after leading the police on a chase in the Metro East. The chase began yesterday afternoon when police spotted a stolen car in Shiloh. The driver fled onto I-64, weaving through rush hour traffic before abandoning the car and trying to flee on foot in East St. Louis. The suspect was taken into custody after tripping and falling. Formal charges are pending in that case. And finally, advocates for public schools statewide are speaking out against a tuition tax credit proposal. Byron Clemens, the vice president of the St. Louis Teachers Union and the regional vice president of the Missouri Federation of Teachers, says the state legislature is debating a measure that threatens to take millions from public schools who need the funding.
That's House Bill 1783 that's called tax tuition credits, but it's actually just a backdoor voucher. And it would take about $40 million out of the general revenue per year, and we think that money would be better spent in the classroom.
Clemens says the bill lacks accountability because private schools do not have to follow the same rules as public schools regarding which students they accept. Supporters say tuition tax credits would allow parents to have the choice to take their children out of failing public schools. And that's WGNU News for this hour, brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through March, purchase 4 tires from your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive 3 complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Refer Yourself Real Estate Rebates. Eastbound 44 at Viaduct and Pacific, look for an accident. Left lane is blocked and the right lane is now open. Traffic jams for more than a mile. Eastbound 270 at Chain of Rocks Bridge, there's an accident reported. Eastbound 44 from Antire and Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Northbound 55 from 141 to Rivas Barracks, no problems to report there. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Eastbound 40 is heavy from Maryville Center all the way to Mason Road. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs to Blanchette Bridge looks good. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to West Florissant. Expect heavy volume this hour. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road all the way to 79. Look for slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 40 from Spady to Hanley. It is slow. And northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB. Those approaches are slow. Westbound 64 at Ball Avenue and the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit to Laclede's Landing. Very heavy volume going on there this morning. Westbound 5570 Exchange and the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Route 141 in Conway, those traffic lights are not working. They're on red flash. Chambers at Ashbrook, there is a report of an injury accident. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Refer Yourself Real Estate Rebates. In the market to buy a home, get up to 1% of the sale price back at closing. Go to buysellcashback.com to find out more. Get paid to buy your next home. Visit buysellcashback.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Mostly sunny today, high in the mid-40s. This evening, partly cloudy till early morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. Thursday, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 40s. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 25 degrees. Clear skies, Lambert Field is reporting 24 in clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. It's St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
you are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri, St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This National Forum for Black Public Administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
This segment of the Wake Up Call is sponsored by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
This is St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome, welcome to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm here with Peter Downs. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing really good this morning.
Very good. I've got a question for you. There was an event that happened, I think it was it Monday or Tuesday, that went across the state about vouchers.
Yesterday.
Talk to us about that campaign.
Yeah, there's a statewide coalition opposing the voucher bill, the mislabeled scholarship bill, mm-hmm. which is the bill that would give tax credits to companies and wealthy individuals mm-hmm. to donate to private schools to give scholarships to the people of their choice.
Right.
And so it's estimated it would take about $40 million out of the state treasury, which was money that would come out of schools,
That's
out of public
correct.
Schools. So yesterday there was a series of rallies across the state. There's a rally in St. Louis in the morning, and a bunch of people hopped on a bus to go across the state, and they joined a rally in Columbia around noon, and then a rally in Kansas City around 5.
And where was the rally in St. Louis?
It was at the Embassy Suites Hotel down on Lee's Landing.
Now, my question is that because we have spent hours talking about this. You and I have talked about this. Irene J. Smith and I have talked about it on our show, Eye on the Lou. We spent a couple of hours talking about how wrong the voucher plan is,
right.
And in general, and in particular for the city of St. Louis. So we have that. That is true. So my question to you is that what can we make out of the list of people that are standing in opposition to this? Because the coalition put out a list of people that are opposed to this voucher bill that's percolating through Jefferson City. And could you share some of the names that are there and then share some of the names that are not there?
It's quite a long list of prominent individuals and groups who are opposing the voucher bill. It includes Congressman William Lacey Clay, cooperating school districts, The American Association of University Women, African American Ministers in Action, trying to skip down the list, looking at different things here, Missouri Interfaith Alliance, many legislators,
and what
including,
I
just noticed this, because we have legislators
right.
like Judy Baker, Robin Wright Jones, Mira Chappelle Nadell, Maida Coleman, Rita Hurd Days, Chuck Graham, who's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a list of legislators that includes Democrats and Republicans.
So I think for me what is instructive is whose name is not on this list of opposing vouchers. And it's interesting that we don't see people like, I don't see my state rep's name on here. I don't see Connie Johnson's name on here. I don't see my senator's name on here. Pat Doherty, I don't see his name on here. I don't see a lot of people's names on here. But since we're talking about the St. Louis Public Schools, surely the St. Louis Public Schools, there's some representative from the St. Louis Public Schools that's on here as being opposed to vouchers.
No, the St. Louis Board of Education is not on here. And the V group that currently, or none of the patchwork of groups that control the St. Louis Board of Education are on here. The Black Leadership Roundtable is not on here.
Wait a minute. How many members of the St. Louis Board of Education are on Lack Leadership or Black Leadership? It's Black Leadership, okay. The Lack Leadership Roundtable.
Four members.
Four members.
A majority of the school board belong.
Majority of the school board. Every black person on the school board, with the exception of Veronica O'Brien,
yes.
is a member of this organization. And their name is not on the list of people opposing vouchers. Now, question, Peter. Last year, 12 months? It's 12 months in a
yes.
year, right? A public school teacher taught me that. Last year, Jim Buford traveled up to, hustled up to, probably a better word, up to Jefferson City to testify. And he wasn't testifying about Medicaid cuts. He wasn't testifying about people that need services. He was testifying on what?
He was testifying in favor of vouchers.
Pro-vouchers.
He was pro-vouchers.
Being the Republican that he is, he was testifying pro-vouchers. Now, since, what a difference an election year makes, since Jim Buford Slay has been on the stump, what is his hallelujah, I've been saved, new response to vouchers?
He said he has changed, a couple weeks ago at a forum, he mm-hmm. said he changed his mind mm-hmm. and he opposes vouchers now.
And this is a man that got in his car, went up to Jefferson City, stood up before God and everybody and said, vouchers are good, give them the money, give them the money that they want, take the money from the public schools, take the money, and subsequent to that he was put on the school board too, but he said, take the money from the public schools, give it to the private people so they can do whatever they want to. What was the reason for his transformation?
Well, he said he didn't realize it would take money away from the public schools or the state treasury.
So you're either stupid or you're lying, because that where would the money come from? And why didn't you read the bill before you went up and testified on behalf of it? Because it says very clearly that it doesn't come from the sky. It comes from the budget, and it comes from the money that goes to the schools.
Yeah, it's a diversion of tax dollars.
Huh. So my question is that this man who says he's anti-voucher now, is his name on here as a person that's opposing these?
No, it is not.
Interesting. And you know what else to me is the most amazing piece about this list of people who are saying, I oppose vouchers. Vouchers are not good. Don't take the money from the public schools. Little Earl and the Clergy Coalition.
Yeah, they're on there.
They're on there as opposing vouchers. Even they are opposing vouchers.
Yes, the Clergy Coalition is on there. The NAACP is on there.
Both of them. And Jim Buford Slay is nowhere on there, and neither is his organization, and neither is his school board.
That's right.
Because it would take a majority of votes for the school board to be on a list like that.
Yeah, it would.
454-0400 is our phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. So what does that suggest to you about the direction that the school board would take if Jim Buford Slay and Darnetta stayed on the board? If the fact that their name is absent from this list opposing vouchers?
Well, it's real easy to go in front of a crowd at election time and say, oh, yes, I'm opposed to this.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to look and see, what are they doing to oppose it? Mm-hmm. This is the time now to get up, to send a message to Jefferson City that you oppose vouchers,
mm-hmm.
and they aren't doing it.
They weren't at the Marriott function. They
weren't at the Embassy Suites, and this shows that you know what they're going out and telling voters in private just isn't the real story.
It's election day politics.
Yes.
It's election time politics. I think, Peter, one of the things that people they don't know anybody for real. The only person that you know for real is yourself. And when you're looking at somebody that's running for office, a lot of this has to do with trust of a person, because you don't know that person, and you have to be able to trust that person. But also, you have to look at the actions of that person. What has that person done to demonstrate that their words are consistent with what they believe? And when we evaluate this particular board in terms of their support of something like vouchers, what do we see? Despite what Jim Buford is saying on Election Day, what is Darnetta Klingsdale saying on election as we get closer to this election about vouchers?
Oh, I don't think she's said anything about it.
So, okay, Darnetta's not saying anything about it, and Jim Buford, less than 12 months after he went up to Jefferson City to testify on behalf of vouchers, is now, you know, the morning after, the night before, saying, you know, I don't support vouchers. What has this board done to demonstrate that, yeah, vouchers is something that they're down with?
Well, the board has done, first of all, they've done nothing to oppose it.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, this board, several of the members of the board have, over the period of time they've been on the board,
mm-hmm.
consistently said, we need more charter schools, which mm-hmm. is another way of similar to vouchers, of diverting money away from the public schools.
Into failed programs.
They have, and really consistent with the idea of taking money away from education, you know, that the majority, when they came in 3 years ago, kept saying, well, we're spending too much money on education.
Mm.
You know, so it's like they don't really care if money's taken away, because they're saying, well, we're spending too much anyways. We need to spend less money anyways.
Mm. Mm. Let me get to a caller or two here. Joanne.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Outstanding.
What's your fact line? I'd like to send you a news article that a friend of mine sent me just yesterday from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in reference to the voucher program there and what a dismal failure it was and how it was originally designed, supposedly, quote-unquote, for African-American students. And when it was all over with and in the midst of it, it supported white students and private school parents to save monies and so forth, and every now and then when they'd advertise it, they'd find some poor black kid and put his face on the program for the voucher program, but it did not support black students and do what it was supposed to do. So I'd like to send you that.
454-6609.
Okay, it should be about 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you so much, Joanne.
You're welcome.
And that's typical, isn't it, Peter?
Yeah, it is. And this bill... please be aware, this bill gives that gives these $5,000 vouchers.
The bill here in Missouri.
It says a family can make up to $140,000 a year and get one of these vouchers. Now, most private, you know, it's a $5,000 voucher. Most private schools cost more than that.
Absolutely.
So
A lot more than that.
And that doesn't even include transportation and books and all that. So you got a private school where all their costs are going to be $10,000 a year. Is it going to be some poor black family that's making $20,000 a year that can afford $5,000 plus the voucher to go to school? Or is it going to be a white family making $130,000, $140,000 a year that says, oh, I'll take that $5,000 voucher?
And is that $5,000 per child?
Yes.
So if you have four kids in school, then that means that you would have $20,000 worth of vouchers?
Yes. I mean, if the school decides to give you four, yeah. It's because the school can pick and choose who they give the voucher to.
Wow.
There's nothing that says you have to give them to everybody who comes and asks. There's nothing that says you have to do a lottery to make sure it's fair. You know, if you can't, don't give them all. The school gets to pick and choose.
And what is interesting is that Maria Chappelle Nadal really worked very hard on killing this bill last year.
Yes,
it was
a wonderful
coalition of Republican and Democrats, rural and urban, that came together to kill this bill. But is back.
And this bag, last year it was going to cover the state, and so the people this year have come back and said, well, let's do it just for...
three districts.
St. Louis, Kansas City, and Wellston.
That's right. Now, Wellston, with a population of 600 students, well, what's the common denominator of all three of those districts? They want to start... And the cynical belief is that we'll just put it on the black districts and people won't care.
Well, it's because this is really about government turning its back on students. It's about government abandoning its responsibility to make sure there's good education.
Mm. And so, okay, so we had an opportunity for this school board, this current school board, to stand up and say we are in opposition to vouchers and MIA. They're all missing in action.
Missing in action. Yes.
Missing in action on this. So tell us, Peter, let's move to this letter.
Okay.
I have this wonderful letter from a fifth grader that was written to Darnetta Klingsell. I kind of want to share a little bit of it because I think it's kind of in talks about the tone of where we are in this district and the concerns that people have a lot of criticisms of this district that you can't. There's no back and forth. There's no discussion back and forth. There's no engagement of the parents. There is a wall that's put up to keep parents from the district and even parents from participating in the district. And the wall is also up for, against the children as well. This letter, and you read it, it's evidence of that, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is.
Share with us this letter. I don't know that we want to share the baby's name, but let's just share his letter.
The letter was addressed to Donetta Klingscale, president of the St. Louis Board of Education. And I don't see it. Oh, February 3rd it was sent.
February 3rd of this year.
Of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Ms. Klingscale, I am a fifth grader at Avery Elementary School in St. Louis, Missouri. This letter is part of an assignment in which I am learning about the format for persuasive business writing. Also, as part of this assignment, I had to choose a topic for my business letter that I felt strongly about, and that is why I've chosen to write my letter to you. I think you should pay teachers more money. Now, before you tear the letter up, my reason is teachers gave you your job. Without them, you would be a bum on the street. Teachers gave presidents their jobs, athletes, musicians, actors and actresses, writers, anchors, pilots, and teachers. So long story short, they are so important in everyday life. That's why they should get paid more. I know the treasurer gives the teachers money, but you tell them how much to give them. So I hope you can help by doing what I asked.
And then he signed it. Now, then I want to share with you the response from the president of the school board, who is, by the way, up for re-election. Thank you so much for sharing your concern for the St. Louis Public Schools. It's good to see that we are teaching our children to address issues in a persuasive manner. It is very important that we do so in a respectful voice. I suggest that you share your letter with your teacher and ask for assistance in redrafting that part in a respectful voice. Now, and I also want to note that his letter was sent on February 3rd. Her response was sent on March 9th. So over a month later, she stewed over this and responded to this. When you saw that response from Darnetta Klingsell, what did you think?
Well, I thought, oh, my gosh, how can you tell
a fifth grader,
you know, don't talk to me that way. I mean, that's what this is. I didn't see anything disrespectful in the letter. It's basically short, direct thoughts that you expect from an elementary school
mm-hmm.
child.
Instead
of trying to understand those thoughts, she's basically arguing, well, you didn't express it in a complicated enough way to ease what you're saying.
And also, we can't forget that the purpose of this letter was to persuade. And this is a fifth grader's attempt to persuade. They're going to be a lot more direct than a 50-something-year-old woman like she is.
That's right.
It just underscores the tone and the temperament and the energy that is at the school board that you'd write a fifth grader back and say, change your tone when you're talking to me.
Yeah, and there's no serious attempt to engage the child in his thoughts and conversation.
And then she goes on and she's very defensive. I have worked with six other members of the Board of Education and have approved a plan that will ensure that the teachers of St. Louis Public Schools get a raise every year for the next 3 years. And at the end of that three-year period, our teachers will be amongst the highest paid teachers in the state of Missouri. Is that true?
That's the first time I've heard anyone say that teachers would be amongst the highest paid. All that the school board has ever said is that they would be approaching parity with what county teachers were paid before.
So then she tells this baby, change your tone while I lie to you. I mean, that's what she's doing. She's telling this kid something that's not true.
Yeah, yeah.
Our teachers will be at the end 3 years from now, at by the time of my next reelection, if I were elected again, our teachers will be the highest paid, amongst the highest paid teachers in the state of Missouri.
Well, I suppose if they're in the top half, if you want to call that, you know.
new math. 454-0400 is my phone number. We got to take a break. I see you all on the line. I know you want to talk. I'll get back at you after the break. This is amazing. Tell her, baby.
This is Stacey Marshall. I'll be back. Calling you from Laclede School, room 209. Miss Liz, I love that African necklace I wore to Red Lobster. I wish I could go with you to Ghana. Miss Liz, you are the best and one of a kind. Miss Liz, this is Stacey Marshall from room 209, where dignity reigns supreme.
Hey, baby.
Have a great summer. Love you.
Love you.
This hour's program has been sponsored by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer. Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with Weather This Hour's Traffic. Weather This Hour's Traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Eastbound 40 at Lindbergh, look for an accident to be cleared. However, traffic is jammed back at 270. Westbound 40 at Lindbergh, two left lanes are blocked due to an accident. Traffic jams through Brentwood. Northbound 270 at Gravoy and 44, disabled vehicle in the left lane. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason, look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel to Earth City Expressway looks good. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to Washington Elizabeth is lighter than normal. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road to 79, look for traffic to be heavy in pockets. Eastbound 44 from Gray Summit to Pacific, look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 270 is slow from Illinois 203 all the way to Canal Bridge. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street on the PSB, look for slow traffic, as well as westbound 64 between Bow Avenue and the 5570 split. And westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Gravel Pit, look for very heavy volume going on there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. Through March, purchase four tires at your St. Louis Metro Toyota dealer and receive three complimentary oil changes. Toyota, moving you forward. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Mostly sunny, high in the mid-40s today, partly cloudy till early morning, then becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. Thursday, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 40s. And Friday, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-40s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU are holding at about 27 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field has 27 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call and Peter Downs with St. Louis Schools Watch. I'm Howard Morton. We'll take another look at your WGNU news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 8 o'clock hour.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd, at the University of Missouri-St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Irv, and I've lived in University City for 40 years. I've voted in every election. This year, I'm voting for Shelley Welch for mayor. Shelley has proven by her actions to be a very honest, fair, forward-thinking person. Shelley and I worked with a small group of University City residents to create the Green Center, an environmental education center for inner-city youth. This is the kind of leadership University City needs. On April the 4th, you have a choice. As I see it, it's more of the same, or it's time for a change for progress. Vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for mayor. Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
Hey, WGNU listeners, this is Keith Gray from Higher Ground. You can hear me from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. I look forward to talking to you folks.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Good morning, Miss Lee. This is Taylor Mitchell calling you from a clean school, second grade room 209. Miss Liz, I'm having a great year. I love you. I love the beautiful necklace, African necklace that you gave me. Miss Liz, did you ever know that you're my hero? You are the best I ever know, just like my teacher. Because you are the star of my eyes, just like my teacher. I'm in room 209 where dignity reigns supreme. Have a happy summer. Love you.
Love you.
This hour is sponsored by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Peter Downs. Peter, let's get to some of the callers here. Brenda, good morning.
Oh, hi, Liz. Peter, this is Brenda.
Morning.
Hi. I just want to tell your listening audience to take 20 minutes out of your life, your busy life, and go vote for Peter and Donna Jones. We need to get that trash out of our board of education. Kick Clingsdale and Buford to the curb. And that's from the kids.
Take the trash out?
Take the trash out.
All right, now. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Alfred, good morning.
Yes, I know you won't agree with me on this, but I'm for the voucher. This is the way I look at it. I think the state gives each child over $10,000 to the public schools. If the voucher go into effect, they will get about $5,000 for a choice to go to the school that they want to go to, which I think is a good idea because the public schools are failing. They've been failing for the last 25 or 30 years.
Okay, let's talk about that for 1 second.
Wait, let me finish. If you give, you should give, be able to give the child a choice.
Okay, that's a familiar argument, Alfred, so we can talk about that. That's nothing, we've all heard that before, that it's about choice and the public schools are failing. Let them take the money where they want to. That's a familiar argument, and we'll talk about that, okay?
That's just like if somebody...
Okay, no. We're done here because we got to get to our callers. And, Peter, let's respond to that. Choice and failing public schools.
Yeah, well, first, it isn't a real choice, all right? One of the reasons why the vouchers failed last year is the people supporting vouchers do not want parents to have the information to make a choice. Public schools, you have accreditation. Public schools, you have test scores. Public schools, you have health and safety inspections. None of those...
And certified teachers.
And certified teachers. None of that would be required of private schools taking vouchers. So you don't have apples-to-apples information in order to make a choice. Anything else? You know, there are laws regulating legal services, laws regulating how you advertise other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But there'd be nothing regulating how a private school decides to advertise itself. It could lie if it wants to.
That's right.
It could lie about its accomplishments because there's no information, there's nothing they have to demonstrate that it's true.
And then another piece of this what happened last year is that when the people that said, okay, people that were opposed to vouchers said, okay, we will support this bill if private schools test. If private schools have to go through the same accreditation process that public schools have to go through. If private schools will provide the same amounts of certified teachers that public schools have to do. And that was one of the conditions.
Right, right.
And the private school said, absolutely not. We're not going to test. We're not going to go through the accreditation process. And we'll hire whoever we jolly well want to hire. That's not a choice for parents. What parents are being given is this false hope that, okay, and also feeding into this whole spam is hamburger type of advertising campaign that if my child is in a private school, they're automatically getting a better education. How are you going to know that? We have an accreditation process, and we have testing, and we have these things that say that the St. Louis public schools are good or bad. Private schools should have to do the same thing. And if they are unwilling to do that, they'll get the money.
Right. Absolutely. I know as a parent of young children, I've gone through – we visited several schools in St. Louis Public Schools, many schools, no schools, to pick a school. It's very, very hard as a parent to know what that school is going to be like when you turn your back and you leave the door and your child is there without you.
There you go.
And, you know, there are all these recommendations about, oh, spend several days visiting every school, sit in the classroom. Well, most of us parents have to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We cannot spend full time shopping.
No.
We got to work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very difficult decision to make, and you need information about the school. We have information about public schools.
Yes, we do.
Whether
good,
it's
bad, and ugly.
Good, bad, or ugly,
mm-hmm.
We have information. We don't have the information. We don't have any objective information about private schools.
And give us the information, and then let the parents and let society decide where they want to spend their money.
That's right. So, you know, if private schools, exactly what you're saying, if private schools want this money, then go through the same standards so we can measure you against public schools.
So parents will have a real choice.
So then we have a real choice.
So then parents can see, oh, my God, if I take my baby to this school, they're not going to get what they need, despite the fact that it is a, quote, unquote, private school.
That's right. That's right.
Let me get to some of our callers. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Charles Quincy Troop, good morning.
You're my hero, too. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Look, you know, I think... when you really look at the record in Jefferson City, if you look at vouchers and you look school vouchers, you look at charter schools, when charter schools, the inception of them, at first they was trying to do it statewide, and the rural people said, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with the vouchers. What they're saying, you can do anything you want to do in Kansas City and St. Louis, but you can't bring it into our community. And that's consistent with the control of the police department, the control of the city courts, the circuit courts in the city of St. Louis. And the other caller might be right, but I've never seen anywhere in the state budget where each child in the state of Missouri or the city of St. Louis get $10,000 per year in terms of monies out of the foundation formula.
Let alone money that goes directly into their education as opposed to heating that building that they're going to school in.
And all I'm just saying is the rural people, this thing might pass because they took the rural people or the thinking communities out of it.
Well, I think, I don't know, because people are going to see that it's going to be coming for them, too. This is just cracking the door open. And also, it still takes money away from other public school district, doesn't it, Peter? I mean, even if it just applies to the city and to Wellston and to Kansas City, it still takes money out, right?
Yeah, it takes money out of the state budget, completely out of state treasury, which is why people like Chuck Gross oppose it.
All right.
All I'm just saying is that the rural communities would never, ever impose this voucher program or the charter school program on themselves. They'll impose it on St. Louis or Kansas City, and I don't know how Wellston got in the equation.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown, 454-0400 is my phone number. I'm here with Peter Downs. Our number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Stay with us.
Calling you from the Clee School, Zachy Gray, room 209. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the gift from Africa that you gave to everyone. We are watching a movie. The movie is called Roots. In the movie, the setting is in a village called Jufurey. And Roots was voted by Alex Haley. Miss Liz, we had our Awards Day program, and I received an achievement trophy. Have a good summer. Dr. Busby from 209 for Dignity. Reign supreme. Love you.
Love you. Thank you.
This hour's program is sponsored by the Committee to Elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, Treasurer.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Washington. With the Bush administration revelation that it is adopting a preemptive strike policy in the interest of national security, focus is also on a doctrine adopted in March of last year, known officially as Joint Publication 3-12. It is more commonly known around the Pentagon as the Doctrine for Joint Nuclear Operations. It calls for the use of conventional and nuclear attacks under a unified and integrated command and control center. The whole concept has to do with planning and decision-making for achieving strategic goals militarily and making the most efficient use of force, which is left to the discretion of commanders to choose the weaponry they feel is needed to accomplish the mission. The wording of the doctrine is as follows. Integration of conventional and nuclear forces is crucial to the success of any comprehensive strategy. This integration will ensure optimal targeting, minimal collateral damage, and reduce the probability of escalation. What it basically says is that the United States thinks nuclear war light is acceptable, and that a country that poses a threat with weapons of mass destruction can be neutralized with weapons of mass destruction. Another part of this new war doctrine is Conplan 8022. It provides for the immediate use of nuclear, conventional, or information warfare to neutralize what are called time-urgent targets anywhere in the world. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld issued an order to put this plan into the military playbook 2 years ago. A recent news report out of Turkey indicated that the United States is deploying tactical-type nuclear weapons in southern Iraq to support its plan to strike Iran if Iran offers a response to an Israeli attack upon its nuclear facilities. It is known that over the last 2 years, Israel has purchased several hundred of the new laser-guided bunker buster bombs from the United States, which can be launched from jet fighters. There is also a thermonuclear version of the bunker buster, but it is unclear at this time if Israel has this version in its arsenal. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right. Where else, where else, where else are you going to go to get your trifecta of shopping experience? I'm talking about great prices. I'm talking about great location. And I'm talking about a great service. That's right. 3425 Union Jerome Williams. Right here in the city. It's your own community Sears. It's the only full-service Sears in the city of St. Louis. Don't go to the mall. You won't get your trifecta. And you won't your trifecta. I'm Liz Brown. When you get to the Sears, you tell Jerome Williams at 3425 Union, I told you to. It's tax time. Where are you going to go to get them done? Only one place. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282. Why? Because he's honest. Because they're dependable. Because they're respectful. And because they have a check cashing place right there. You can cash your check right there at 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 113A. He's been there before the other guys got here, and he'll be here after they leave. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282.
Hello. My name is Acme Price. I live in University City. And on April 4th, I'll be voting for Shelley Welch for mayor of University City. Shelley is a person who has great communicative skills, and she is articulate and analytical. On April 4th, please vote for Shelley Welch, our next mayor of University City. You'll be glad you did.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welch for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler, not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri-St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri-St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Miss Liz. This is Kaylin Dixon, calling you from McLean School, second grade room, 209. I'm calling you to thank you for coming to our school and spending time with our class. School is almost out. This summer, I'm going to spend the summer with my family. Thank you, Miss Liz, for the pretty African necklace you gave me. I just love it. Yesterday, I received an achievement trophy in our Awards Day program. Have a wonderful summer. This is Caitlin Dixon for Room 209. Redignity reigns supreme. Love you.
Love you.
This hour's program is sponsored by the Committee to Elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, Treasurer.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm Liz Brown, and I'm here with Peter Downs. And Peter, I want folks, there are a couple of things I want people to know. I want people to know where they can pick up yard signs, where they can get information to volunteer for, because you're looking for volunteers too,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely, especially on Election Day.
Okay. So what's the number, and where can people get the signs?
The number to call is 664-2700. That's at the Carpenters District Council, and ask for the Committee to Elect Peter Downs.
664-2700.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We have an office out there, their offices.
Okay.
They gave us space there.
And the Carpenters are supporting both you and Donna.
They're supporting me and Donna,
yes. Very good. Very good. And if people want to get a sign for their yard?
They can call the same number.
Okay.
Or they can go. There are signs. I know there's a stack of signs being given out from the Teachers Union
mm-hmm.
Hall,
which okay.
is on Hampton, right where Watson splits off from Hampton.
Okay. So, and again, that number is 664-2700, and you're looking for everybody who wants to volunteer.
Absolutely right.
And one of the things that you and I have talked about is the concern that we have about this is the first election that they're using those Diabol machines, those Diabol voting machines.
Yes.
And my concern, and I know you've expressed it as well, is that they've had problem with these machines all over the country, and that's why people just need to turn out in mass this time, don't you think?
Oh, yes, I think we need a huge turnout, a low turnout, close election. It will be real easy to, jigger the machines.
Mm-hmm. So everybody needs to get out, and everybody needs to vote, and vote in huge numbers. And let me get to Chuck.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Peter, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, I just realized that since you're paying for this hour, perhaps I'm permitted to ask the question. I'm a resident of the First Ward, and as you know, I am supporting you. I am interested, and I just heard my alderman get off the line. I'm just curious to what people or what endorsements have you received from the First Ward, if you can answer that question.
Good question. Thank you, Chuck.
Good question. Normally, and let me start by the normal practice in wards, which is that the committee men and the committee women mm-hmm. do endorsements, and I have not received the endorsement of the committee man and the committee women in the First Ward.
And that's shocking because the fact of the matter is that one of the school board members is a Republican, so that shouldn't even be a consideration for any Democratic committee person to be endorsing a Republican.
And they endorsed the Republican.
Okay,
you know?
They did endorse a Republican.
Yes.
They endorsed Jim Buford?
Yes.
The First Ward, now, mind you, the First Ward committee woman is also the state rep, right?
Yes.
And the First Ward committee man is her husband.
Yes.
And both of them are seeking a new job as state rep to replace her, and she's seeking a senatorial seat. And she's endorsed a pro-voucher Republican to be on the school board?
Yes.
Insanity.
And, yeah, I mean, if you think this is a party politics, this Republican is already using the school board election to attack the Democratic candidate for governor. So it's a real interesting mess there.
Democratic committee men, because there are Republican committee men and Republican committee women if they want in every ward, right?
Right.
And so the Democratic committee man and woman in the First Ward have endorsed a Republican for the school board who was pro-vouchers.
Yes.
And they both want job advancement. Interesting. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Hey,
Salem Public Schools.
Liz, how you doing? And hello, Mr. Downs.
Hello.
I talked five folks out of voting for Jim Slay Jr.
There you go.
I talked five folks out of it because a lot of people believed that just because he was the head guy of the Urban League, that make him a good guy. No, it don't.
No, it does.
And also, I was reading the Daily Black Paper. I'm not going to say their name. And I see that the Clergy Coalition, once again, is siding with the devil in spite of God. It's a shame.
Mm.
They need to be horsewhipped.
All right. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the St. Louis Public Schools Watch.
Yes, good morning. To Peter, have a suggestion by going to the forum. Remember, we were down there at the NAACP meeting. This is twice now that Nerda has not been, and Ron is taking her place. Ron cannot speak for her. Remember, he is a member of the Board of Education. Why don't you all insist that this seat remains vacant?
Thanks for your comment. Are you telling me that Darnetta didn't show up for something else?
That's right. Darnetta did not show up at the NAACP forum this week, school board forum, Ron Jackson. I think there are more than two that Darnetta has missed now, but that's at least two where Ron Jackson has come, and the people doing the forum initially say, well, he can do the statement of why vote for her, but he can't answer questions for her, but then they usually let him answer questions. And somebody at NAACP Somebody in the audience very sharply said, hold it, he's saying what Darnetta believes, and he can't do that. He's not her.
Very good. Very good. And it's interesting. She's continuing to miss these forums. She missed another one, the Paraquat one.
No, that's Jim Buford missed that one. Darnetta came in late.
Okay, came in late. All right, I want to thank you very much. And your number to reach for Peter Downs is 664-2700, 664-2700. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you, Liz.
See you next week.
See you next week.
All right, folks, I'll be back after the break. Stay with me.
You take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out. That's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
The following program has been paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. President Bush takes his Iraq war message to West Virginia. ABC's Jessica Yellen says, once again, he may have a few things to say about the coverage of the war.
At Tuesday's press conference, the president was firing back, saying that Americans are losing confidence in Iraq, partly because the media covers only the violence, and that's what the insurgents want.
They're capable of blowing up innocent life so it ends up on your TV show. Please don't take that as criticism. But it also is a realistic assessment of the enemy's capability to affect the debate.
U.S. and Iraqi forces, meanwhile, captured 50 insurgents in a two-hour gun battle at a police station south of Baghdad. Four police officers were killed. Should a teacher's pay be determined by his or her students' progress? It will be in Florida. And the educators are giving the policy an F. Here's ABC's Jim Hickey.
The Florida Education Association has launched an aggressive campaign against the new pay for performance policy. The FEA has a website where teachers can inundate state officials with protesting emails. The union argues performance pay is not the key to attracting teachers. It says low salaries are the real impediment to recruiting high-quality educators. Florida's governor responds, what's wrong about paying good teachers more for doing a better job? Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Deborah Lefebvre won't be in a classroom anytime soon. The Florida teacher has admitted to having sex with a 14-year-old student. Then again, she's not going to prison. Prosecutors in Marion County dropped the charges against her, so the teenager in the case won't have to testify. Lefebvre says she has bipolar disorder. Her attorney, John Fitzgibbon, says that's reason enough to keep her out of jail.
In this country, if someone is mentally ill, they are not legally responsible for their actions. And I think that was a big factor, plus the wishes of the family and the young man not to go forward with this case.
Lefebvre still has 3 years of house arrest and 7 years probation for a sentence she received in another county. This is ABC News.
It's Toyota's premier event. Come see the all-new, bigger RAV4. This is one impressive ride and is now 14 inches longer with an available 269-horsepower V6. And RAV4 gets an EPA highway rating of 30 miles per gallon. And while you're there, check out all of the other amazing Toyota models. But hurry, you won't want to miss this. Toyota, moving forward. 2006 EPA estimate for two-wheel drive, four-cylinder RAV4. Actual mileage may vary.
This is a test of your cell phone. Does it look at you openly, answer you honestly? Or is it full of nasty surprises at bill time? Does it gloat because you're under contract? Maybe it's time for something new, something clear, simple, and uncomplicated. Net 10. At Net 10, there's no contract, no commitment, and one low rate, just 10 cents a minute, anytime, anywhere in the country. We're so sure you'll fall in love with Net 10, we'll give you 300 minutes free, a $30 value when you activate your Net 10 phone. So get to your nearest Target and partner with a phone you can trust.
There's a search now in Central Park in New York City for a coyote. It's been seen at several places around the city landmark. May not be one of their favorite vacations, but it's one an Oregon family probably won't forget anytime soon. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
This is what it sounded like when the phone call came into relatives that the Stivers family had been found. They set out 2 weeks ago in their motorhome for a few days in the mountains, but a wrong turn left them stranded in a snowbank. They had a full supply of food and propane. Two of the family members finally decided to walk out of the woods to locate help. They found a couple of Bureau of Land Management workers. and all six family members are safe. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Walmart is going upscale. The discount chain, which is seen by some as rural and decidedly working class, is trying out a spiffy new store with some high-dollar products in Plano, Texas, a wealthy suburb of Dallas. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for a WGNU News Update. This report is brought to you by Refer Yourself Real Estate Rebates. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In Illinois, Governor Rod Blagojevich will move on to run for re-election in November. Edwin Eisendrath, the governor's lone opponent in yesterday's Democratic primary, conceded the nomination late last night. As of early this morning, Judy Barr Topinka was leading the Republican primary over Jim Overweiss, but there was no word of a concession. In St. Louis, a priest living in the city is charged with possession of child pornography. The charges against Father Daniel Schulte contain no allegations that he molested any children. Schulte was removed from active ministry last year in Chicago when the child porn allegations arose. He was then moved to St. Louis, where his order said he could be supervised. In a written statement, Barbara Doris of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says the group wants St. Louis church officials to disclose what Schulte has been doing here. In Illinois, amid declining poll numbers, Vice President Dick Cheney echoes President Bush's call to stay the course in Iraq. The vice president spoke to a friendly audience of Air Force personnel and their families yesterday at Scott Air Force Base, hoping to shore up support for the war in Iraq. Recent polls show that support for the president's policies in Iraq is on the decline. Vice President Cheney says progress is being made in Iraq and the critics are wrong for saying the war is unwinnable. And finally, St. Louis City voters are getting a chance to test out the city's new voting equipment. The new optical scan and touch screen voting machines were open for demonstration yesterday at Harris Stowe State University. Ed Martin, the chairman of the St. Louis City Board of Elections, says so far the reaction to the new system has been positive. Residents will get another chance to test out the voting equipment Thursday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at Harris Stowe State University again. The new voting equipment will be used in the April elections. And that's a report of WGNU News brought to you by Refer Yourself Real Estate Rebates. In the market to buy a home, get up to 1% of the sale price back at closing. Go to buysellcashback.com to find out more. Get paid to buy your next home. Visit buysellcashback.com. I'm Peyton Colston for WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by CountTemps. Westbound King Bridge before the gravel pit, all the way into the Illinois Bank. All roadways are reopened after an earlier stall has been cleared. However, traffic jams all the way back to the interstate. Eastbound 70 from Lucas and Hunt and Jennings Station. Look for an accident reported. Northbound 170 at the Boeing exit. There's an accident there. Left lane is blocked. Northbound 55 at MacArthur Bridge. Look for an accident. Right lane is blocked and traffic jams through 44. Southbound 270 at Page and Olive. Look for an accident reported there. 40 eastbound from 141 all the way into Mason Road. Looks good. 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79. Look for that traffic to be easing. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Hanley. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 at Illinois 3 all the way into the Canal Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 from Clayton Skinker to Hanley. It is slow as well. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the PSB. Look for slow traffic on those approaches. Westbound 64 at Ball Avenue and the 5570 split looks good, but a little sluggish. Westbound 5570 from 203 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. It is stop and go. And Riverview at 270 in Chambers, there is a report of an accident. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by AccountTemps, the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. When you need temporary accounting or financial help, call AccountTemps. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the mid-40s this evening. Partly cloudy till early morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high in the lower 40s. Thursday evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 20s. Then on Friday, mostly cloudy once again with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 27 or 20. 25 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 26, both under sunny skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of this 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri, St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, young brothers, help me listen. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, young brothers, help me listen. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not ask for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. I will never say that progress is being made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
All men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal citizenship.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. We're going to take a few minutes this morning to talk to one of the advertisers on the Wake Up Call. But before I get to that, so you can hold your thoughts. We're going to get to your calls and comments after we have a conversation here with one of our advertisers. I want to correct a number about yard signs for Peter Downs. You can call 644-4800. The number is 644-4800. The number is 644-4800. That's the number that you call for yard signs for Peter Downs. The number we gave out over the air before in the last hour was incorrect. The new number is 644-4800, 644-4800. And like I said, this morning we're going to take a few minutes here to talk to one of the advertisers here on the Wake Up Call, Lighted Up Scented Candles. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine this morning.
Oh, talk to us about about your business. Because I've had the opportunity to take a look and take a whiff of your products, and they're wonderful. Talk to us about what you do.
Well, thank you. I have a candle business, and I do scented candles. I do molded candles. I do weddings, and I enjoy doing that. I got started about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. A cousin of mine in Houston, Texas, kind of put me on to it, and I thought that it would be a good idea mm-hmm. to do that in the city of St. Louis, so it's been going well.
So the unique thing about the candles that you do are the different types of fragrances. There's one here, pink grapefruit. I mean, what inspires you to come up with the different types of candles, and what are some of your favorite scents?
What I like best about the different fragrances that I have is that they're a wide variety that you can choose from. What I chose to do was take 15 of the better scents that I like that mm-hmm. that sold, and which were like amaretto, baby powder, berry twist, black cherry, cucumber melon, downy fresh, exotic, French vanilla, Georgia peach, mulberry, pearberry, sex on the beach, strawberry kiwi, sexual healing, and then champa.
Mm-hmm.
I chose those because those move much faster than some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about what I do, a lot of people go to candle stores and they may see a candle and like the smell, but the color doesn't match their room or
their decor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is, if you would like a customized candle, I would take the fragrance that you like and put the color that you want to match your room or your office or whatever you were looking for.
And the candles that I have gotten from you, the color, I mean, the scent is always fabulous, but I really like the colors. The colors are really deep and they're rich, and they have a wonderful staying power because some candles, once you light them and stuff, the color kind of changes. The color in your candle, it's great. It's dense and it stays with the candle.
One of the things I hear people say all the time, and they're frustrated when they spend a lot of money on candles, is that they burn right down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And with these candles, they burn straight down. They're fresh. I use a creamy blend of candle wax.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes when it's burning, it gives a lot of fragrance
mm-hmm.
because the wax is real soft.
Mm-hmm. It is real soft. And one of the things that I do with my candles, because sometimes you know, you walk off and you leave a candle burning. I've discovered that if you take a, the electric warmers that you put your coffee mug on to keep your coffee mug warm, instead of lighting your candle, if you just set it on that, you get the aroma from the candle. And I've tried that with your candles, and they last so long. And the cool thing about it is the color stays there too. So it's a wonderful way to get the scent out there without the concern of the candle being lit.
Right. A lot of office buildings, they don't let the people burn candles.
Mm-hmm.
They have to put them on the coffee warmers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing about the wax that I use. Like I said, it's very soft. Any candle that you purchase from me, if you would take your finger,
mm-hmm.
you can poke all the way down to the bottom of the container.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing.
Very good thing. And that tells you that you're going to be getting a lot of fragrance from the candle.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to burn clean.
Mm-hmm.
My wicks,
mm-hmm.
People are talking about the environment. They are environmentally safe
mm-hmm.
wicks. They're mm-hmm. tap wicks. Another thing that I like to say, if you are into the soy candles,
mm-hmm.
I can do the soy candles for you. That would be a special request item.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for soy candles, I do soy candles also.
And how do people, if people want to get a hold of some of your candles, where do they go? How do they do that?
Right now I'm doing it out of my home,
mm-hmm.
And that keeps the price low for the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
But you can reach me at 314-283-1827.
And get that number out again, please.
314-283-1827.
And one of the things that you also do is you can do special event type of candles, like a wedding or a party or something like that. Tell us about that.
Right. You know, most weddings you have your unity candle.
Mm-hmm.
I have a praying hands candle. I just did one last weekend for a wedding, and it went over well. A lot of people asked me about that. I think that that's significant to the fact that you're praying mm-hmm. that your wedding or your marriage will sustain. So,
and that's all. I mean, and that the praying hands candle also is something that doesn't necessarily have to be just for a wedding. You can do it for a church. You can do it for your own home if you wanted something like that.
Yes, you can. I have a molded candle of the Last Supper. I have crosses. I have dogs, all types of molded candles that you can do. You mm-hmm. can get the color. I do sorority and fraternity candles also. For instance, if someone is an Omega out there and they want a purple and gold candle, they can get a purple or gold Omega dog to go along
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with the Deltas, the elephant, two-tone candle, and you can get the elephant in the color that you like.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing about candles is that it's not just a seasonal thing. People use candles all year long. So, you know, one of the things that you could be thinking towards is you can be thinking towards Kwanzaa. You could order up candles, your special candles for Kwanzaa, and thinking ahead for ordering candles like that, right?
Right. Coming up is spring, mm-hmm. and I have my list of spring scents. For example, clean cotton, I have Country Breeze, Cucumber Melon, Downy Fresh, Hawaiian Breeze, Hawaiian Escape, Honeysuckle, Indigo Breeze. That's a new fragrance that's
mm-hmm.
out. If you're thinking about, we talked about weddings,
mm-hmm.
and I have a list of wedding smells or fragrances. Angel Wings, Beautiful, Lavender, Heaven Scent, Love Spell. If you're looking for summer fragrances, I have, for instance, coconut, pink grapefruit, summer melon, honeydew melon, fruit slices. Also for Easter, I will be doing Easter baskets, and I have Easter scents such as bubblegum and chocolate mint, marshmallow madness, lollipop, Hershey's chocolate. So I have a variety of fragrances that you can purchase from me.
And again, the number is
314-283-1827.
And is there any way that people can get these on the net? If are you on the net yet?
Not yet.
Okay, you're working on towards getting it towards the net. So right now people can call and get an order. And you know, I think what people need to do in terms of deciding about candles is think outside the box. Because it sounds like that's what you have done in terms of trying to find all kinds of places to put candles into your life. Yet to think summer, to think, okay, I'm going to get some special summer candles. And I love the Easter basket piece. The people can, if you want to do something special for an Easter basket, to have a chocolate bunny Easter candle would be very cool. That would be very, very, very cool. So people just need to kind of like start thinking outside of the box. And you do special orders.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
The special orders, if just for instance, I have the base 15 that I mentioned earlier. If you don't like those and you wanted an Easter basket, I could do whatever Easter scent that you wanted in any container.
Mm.
These are container candles, so if you have your own containers, you're free to bring those. I'll fill them for you and put them in the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you like, for instance, for the weddings, we talked about the weddings. If you wanted certain candles done for the reception hall, I can do those. I have all types of containers.
Mm-hmm.
I have big wine glasses, sifter glasses, martini glasses. Those seem to go over well.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of requests for those.
Mm-hmm.
What's
the most unusual request of a candle that you made, and or what was the most challenging candle that you made?
The most challenging candle was the two-tone and a martini glass. Mm-hmm. A young lady had just moved, and she wanted one for the centerpiece for her table.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to take your time mm-hmm. When you're doing two-tones, because if you pour too soon, it'll run.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to start over again.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably the most challenging one.
Mm-hmm. And when people get a candle from Lighted Up Scented Candles, what are some of the things that they say when they talk about the candles that they've gotten?
They enjoy the smell. Mm-hmm. They burn clean. They just want more of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. That makes me feel good. I do it to relax. I like to make people smile,
mm-hmm.
and I get a kick out of that when they talk about the candles or when people call back. A lot of my business comes from word of mouth,
mm-hmm.
Especially around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. People give them for gifts, and then maybe in February someone will call, I got a candle for Christmas, mm-hmm. and it smelled real good, and I want to know, how can I get some more?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been going pretty well. I like that.
And the other piece of this, too, is, and we would be remiss if we didn't talk about this, is also, I mean, you have a great product. You have a product that people like. You have a product that people, you know, understand. But you also have your own business, and that's the other really nice part about this, is having your own, running your own business.
Yes, and it's tough. This is not the only thing that
right.
I do, but and it's difficult when you're doing it by yourself. I don't like to tell people no.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something challenging, I want to take it on, because if it's complete and it's the way you like it, I know I'm going to have you come back for mm-hmm. some more. So it's just being able to coordinate your time to get things done that you need to get done.
Mm-hmm. But there also has to be some satisfaction, or a lot of satisfaction, from running your own thing, from doing your own, being able to do something that you like, and being able to do your own business.
Yes, it's rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
I think I work at a school, so
mm-hmm.
I'm always talking about with the kids, get into something that you like to do. And be good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Always give it 100%. So I'm telling them that, and in the same sense, I'm like, you know what? I have to do what mm-hmm. I tell the kids to do. So,
gotta live what I say.
Right.
So, and we have just a couple more minutes left here. Is there something else that you wanted to share with us about your candles?
Yes. Right now, if you call today, 314-283-1827, I have some candles. I'm about to revamp
mm-hmm.
the business. So I have candles today. For $5, you can get gardenia, patchouli, bubblegum, foxy brown sugar, fruity delight, birds of paradise, lavender, white rain, love spell. I have an assortment of mixed candles.
Mm-hmm.
I usually call those my end of the day candles.
Mm-hmm.
I have
blue. So those are the candles that you light when you're winding up your day.
Right. Well, you know, I might have Love Spell left. I might have a little bit of Fruity Delight, and
mm-hmm.
I'll mix those together.
Mm-hmm.
And Blueberry, Divine, Jasmine, Eucalyptus. All of those you can purchase today. Probably until they're all gone, you can get those for $5.
Okay. So, again, that number for the great deal on these Lighted Up Scented Candles, what's that number again?
Area code 314-283-1827.
And how soon do people get them? If they call today, how soon do you get
them? They can get them today.
All right.
If they call me today, they can get them today.
Very good. And when we talk about $5 candles, because I've gone to the different stores out there, and I bought little teeny tiny candles for $5. When we talk about a $5 candle from Lighted Up Scented Candle, how big of a candle are we talking about?
These will be my base 8-ounce jars.
An 8-ounce candle.
For $5.
$5.
And those are usually $8.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And again, when we talk about these Lighted Up Scented Candles, we're talking about candles that have a fabulous aroma to them, a lasting aroma to them, and a clean burning fire when it goes down with the candle. So this is a big candle for $5.
Right. And the burn time on those is about 60 to 65 hours.
60 to 65
hours. Yes, and the average person burns a candle maybe 3 to 4 hours a day.
60 to 65 hours.
Yes.
Excellent. For $5.
For $5.
And that number again.
314-283-1827.
Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us here this morning.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
All right. It was a pleasure having you. Our number here is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-800-920-WGNU. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We're going to take a quick break here. I will be back. And that number one more time?
314-283-1827.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Now there's an ocean. Current takes hold. Words already been spoken. Tales already been told. Hearts already been broken. Wounds already been healed. Do you wanna be loved for real? Do you wanna be loved for real? Do you wanna be loved for real? Do you wanna be loved
for real? Yes, I wanna be loved for real.
Real.
Do you wanna be loved for real? Yes, I wanna be loved for real.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Air National Guard. Eastbound 70 from Lucas and Hunt and Jennings Station. There's an accident. The right lane is blocked and traffic jams near I-70. Northbound I-70 on the ramp to northbound Boeing exit. Look for an accident there. Northbound 55 at Old MacArthur Bridge. There's an accident. It's been cleared. Traffic still jams approaching Graboy. Southbound 270 between Page and Olive. Look for a multi-vehicle accident. Two left lanes are blocked and traffic jams at Dorset this hour. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Clayton Skinker. Look for a disabled vehicle. The right center lane is blocked. There's a short backup there as well. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Hanley. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to Washington Elizabeth. It is slow. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley. Look for slow traffic as well. Southbound 170 at 270 in Boeing. Look for that to have slow traffic this as well. Northbound Route 3 onto the from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. That those ramps have returned back to normal. Eastbound 44 from Van Deventer to I-55 is slow due to an earlier crash on northbound 55 at Old MacArthur Bridge. And westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the PSB, look for slow traffic. Actually, it's stop and go. It's bumper to bumper there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 on to McLeod's Landing. You still have some sluggish areas going on there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Air National Guard. Job description, guarding America and defending freedom. The Air National Guard is looking for someone just like you. Great training and college benefits available. Call 1-800-TOGO-ANG. That's 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the mid-40s. This evening, partly cloudy till early morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high in the lower 40s. And Friday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 26 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 27, both under sunny skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. on Tuesday, April 4th. Join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
This is Dolores Mills, a resident of University City for 36 years. Shelley Welsh has been my councilwoman for the past 4 years. She has consistently pushed for citizen involvement in the decision-making process, including the selection of a new city manager and the renovation of the Centennial Commons Center, formerly Heman Park. Shelley encourages residents to share their visions of what University City should become. On April 4th, vote for Shelley Welsh for mayor. We need her style of responsive leadership for University City.
Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Get a jump on your spring homework plans. Visit the St. Clair Home, Garden, and Recreation Show, Spring Edition, Friday through Sunday, March 24th through 26th at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Discover many unique vendors, including home and garden exhibitors, representatives, and product agents from manufacturers and distributors around the country. Purchase the work of artists and crafters to enhance your home, garden, or recreational lifestyle. Bring the kids on Saturday, March 25th, when the Easter Bunny arrives at St. Clair Square. Stop at Center Court and register for the opportunity to win one of dozens of prizes to be given away over the weekend. That's the St. Clair Home, Garden, and Recreation Show, Spring Edition, Friday through Sunday, March 24th through 26th in Fairview Heights. Hosted by St. Clair Square, sponsored in part by Night Magic Entertainment and Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Get more details at spcshows.com. This is a Specialized Promotional Concepts production.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. How cool is this? I just want to let you know, I want to remind you, we always try to support the advertisers here on the Wake Up Call. You need to give Paul Anthony a call at 283-1827, 283-1827. Give him a call about one of these candles. And the really, really cool thing is that whoever wins a Because We Care package, because we have wonderful advertisers here on the Wake Up Call, you're going to get one of these candles in your package. How cool is that? I'm looking at one right now called Bird of Paradise. It's this beautiful, pretty pink. The pink is lovely, and I normally don't like pink. This is a really pretty pink, and the smell is just a little bit of heaven. A little bit of heaven. These candles, I'm telling you, will last forever. They're so wonderful. And some lucky person is going to get one in there Because We Care pack. Now, there's only going to be two of y'all. Maybe three. So the rest of y'all need to call 283-1827 and get your own candle for $5. Get your own candle for $5, okay? It's a great deal. Y'all know how much you spend on candles. Get one of these candles for $5. Support the advertisers here on the Wake Up Call. That's what you're supposed to do, because that's why we're here. The advertisers keep us here. So support the advertisers here on the Wake Up Call. Call Paul Anthony at 283-1827. And he's going to keep you on the phone for an hour with all of the different fragrances that he has available for you. And you're going to get some great, great, great candles and at a great, great, great price. And you're also supporting the Wake Up Call. Can't do anything but win in that decision. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Election Day's coming up. Don't forget, on April 4th, it's time to take out the trash in the city of St. Louis. It's time to kick Klinkstel, Shamel, Buford, Slay, take them to the curb like you take your trash out on Mondays and Wednesdays. Take the trash out. Elect Donna Jones and Peter Downs to the St. Louis Public School Board. Time to take the trash out. And understand that they're trying to get at us all kinds of way. Joe Clark is in there as a candidate, and his daughter works for the superintendent. His daughter works for the superintendent. Come on. His son-in-law is Rodney Hubb. Come on. Take the trash out. Understand that people are trying to get at you in all kinds of way. We have the honorable, wonderful decision of Dennis Sharif stepping down, saying, I am going to do the right thing. It's important to get our people into this on the board. I'm stepping down from this race. It is time to take the trash out. Get Klinkstel, Shamel, Buford, Slay off the school board. Take the trash out and elect Donna Jones and Peter Downs. That's your assignment. That is your assignment. Work on their campaigns. Volunteer on their campaign. Volunteer your time this weekend. Volunteer your time next weekend. And get people out to vote on Election Day on April 4th. They're going to try to steal it. 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 Stop them. It's time to take the trash out. It's time to take the trash out. We've had pickups. We've had pickups. Y'all haven't been taking it to the curb. We've had pickups. It's time to take the trash out. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My phone number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. These are challenging times. These are difficult times. I talked a little bit about it this morning about religion in politics, the getting out the vote piece from the pulpits. We're also talking about religious fanaticism in the different branches of government. If we're talking about the FDA. These are amazing times. And you know what? I do want to invite you tonight to come on out to speak, to listen to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. I'm going to be speaking. She's going to be speaking. Senator Rita Days is also going to be speaking at UMSL tonight, 6 o'clock. You need to come on out and check that out, because we're going to be talking about participation of people of color in public service. I got a few words I want to say about that, and I have a few words I want to say tonight, so you don't want to miss that tonight. And it's free. It's free. It's free. So you need to come on out and be a part of that tonight. I'd love to see you, and I'd love to have a chat face to face. And I assure you, it's not going to be a George Bush type of thing. It's not going to be a George W. Bush type of thing. I won't be leaning and listening to my earpiece contorted, reading my notes and trying to look at you and answer questions. It's going to be the way a discussion, a give and take is supposed to be. Did y'all see that mess yesterday? It was hilarious and frightening at the same time. He contorted himself in ways that just blow your mind in order to try to act like he was answering some of these questions. And the bottom line came down to, trust me, I believe I'm doing the right thing. You know what? No, I'm not going to trust you, and no, I don't. Ooh, Lord have mercy. We have so much business to tend to. 454-0400 is my phone number here. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's my other number. You need to get up. You need to get to me because we have business here to tend to. I think that where we are right now in terms of this election season, I feel this because I'm always so into to politics. I'm always so into the different issues that are percolating all across this country and all across the world. I feel things a little differently. I live this every day, most of the day. But I think what is happening with politics now is that the decisions that are being made are impacting the average person. They're smacking the average person in the head, so they have to turn around and pay attention to this. There are these elections that are coming up right now, that the good piece about the school board elections that are coming up in University City, the good thing about the school board races that are coming up in Hazelwood, the good thing about the school board races that are coming up in the city of St. Louis is that I think that they provide people an opportunity to participate in something that they haven't taken very seriously in the past. The one thing that the wicked, 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 incompetent, lawless, thieving school board, the current school board majority has done, is they have shown a light, shining, a light has been shown on how much difference it makes who sits on your school board and how quickly a district can be destroyed. And more people are involved in the political, the electoral process as a result of that. We need to come out in the thousands and thousands and thousands on Election Day on April 4th because there is no more important vote out there than the vote in the St. Louis school, the city of St. Louis, and the school board. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. We're taking a break. Hold on.
How did he ever? You suffer no bonus, and no summer. Get in the heart. How did he ever?
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Moscow. Russia and China have a new deal for natural gas. Russia is going to deliver as much as 80 billion cubic meters of natural gas a year from its fields in Siberia to China within the next 5 years. A number of other agreements are in the works to promote commercial development between the two nations, and some of those deal with energy projects. But China is desperately seeking an agreement to get oil from those same Siberian fields, but that's something that Russia is not willing to rush into. China has bought billions of dollars of sophisticated military equipment from Russia over the last few years, and the two countries are to hold several joint military exercises later this year. Even so, the amount of trade between Russia and China is $30 billion, but that's just a fraction of the $300 billion worth of trade China does with the United States. And Dateline Philadelphia. The Internal Revenue Service is moving to allow the most private information from your tax returns to be sold to marketers and data brokers. The agency does not even consider this to be a very important action and says it is simply time to update outdated rules that were in place before electronic filing became standard procedure. The rule would require written permission by a taxpayer before the information could be sold. But watchdog agencies say there are already so many documents that have to be signed now that a tax preparer could simply include the permission form in as part of your stack of tax returns. Senator Barack Obama says allowing such information into the hands of third parties will increase the likelihood of consumers to fall prey to identity theft and other risks. This is your wake-up call global news update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, that's right, that's right. Best prices, best deals, best choices, best location, best customer service. Everything that you want for your shopping experience right there at Sears 3425 Union, 3425 Union. We're talking about brand name items. We're talking about big screen televisions, little screen televisions, washers, dryers, dishwashers, the works right there in your community. Sears, I'm Liz Brown. Tell them I told you to.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones. And your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools led safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
This is Donna Gamash.
And this is Sabrina Underwood.
Join us for Women Inspiring Women every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. Every day, Sabrina and I will bring you amazing women who will motivate, inspire, educate, and entertain you.
Every Wednesday, Shira Dalen, owner of Caris Media, discusses the who, what, when, and where of how to get what you need to make it happen in your professional and personal life.
So join me, Donna Gamash,
and me, Sabrina Underwood,
for Women Inspiring Women every weekday from 1 to 2 p.m., on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, here on AM 920 WGNU.
It's tax time. Where are you going to go to get them done? Only one place. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282. Why? Because he's honest, because they're dependable, because they're respectful, and because they have a check-cashing place right there. You can cash your check right there at 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 113A. He's been there before the other guys got here, and he'll be here after they leave. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri, St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU wake-up call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri, St. Louis, and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Let me tell you why I love him.
Because he is the truth, and he is so real. And I love the way that he makes me feel. And if I am a reflection of him, then I must be fly.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. 1-877-920-WGNU. That is my number. Get to me. Nick.
Yes, Liz. I wanted to report on there was a candidate forum held at Gateway
high school, I think last week, and I was there with a parent, and we approached Mr. Buford at the end of it. He was walking out the door, and I said, Mr. Buford, at the Black Leadership Roundtable Forum, you said that the bus tickets for students was a no-brainer and that we should reinstate that. And then you voted twice against it on the as a board member. And he whipped around and he said, I don't work for Bill Purdy.
Huh?
Well, I had the same response. I thought, what the heck is he talking about? And I said, well, you lied. And he said, well, what are you going to do about it?
No, he didn't say that.
Yes. So, you know, the more when I realized what he was saying is that he's not going to approve anything that Bill Purdy recommends, no matter whether he's been supportive of it or not.
But you know what, Nick, I disagree with that. I think that he's using Bill Purdy I think that that's a carefully crafted plan and strategy. I think that they would like to pretend that it's about a animosity or a dislike that they have of an individual. The reality is that he's not going to approve it because he's been told to shut up and to sit down and not to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with Bill Purdy, because if Bill Purdy was name was Joe Blow, he would be trying to blame it on Joe Blow as well. This has nothing to do with Bill Purdy. It has to do with the agenda that is contrary to the issues of our children and all about making money for people that don't serve on the St. Louis Public Schools Board. So I guess what we can say is that, Nick, that clearly he has no problem with lying to us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he said to the Black Leadership Roundtable, it's a no-brainer for the bus tickets, and then when he talks to Craig Williams and Francis Slay, they say we're not paying for that. He lies.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I've never seen Jim Buford at a board meeting until he was appointed by Francis Slay.
Mm.
And I've been going to the board meetings for 3 years solid.
Mm-hmm.
I just never saw him during this whole period. And that's a telling thing to me.
Yes, it is.
There were people that were concerned, but they got involved in the process. I never saw him, so I'm assuming that that means agreement, that he was approving what these people were doing.
Because
I think that's obvious.
And in the height of this, when it was inescapable, everybody was at the school board meeting. He was not there. And what we are taught in law school when you're trying to figure out what a person's position is, because sometimes on the stand it's not like Perry Mason that people confess to all of these things. What we are taught in law school is that silence is acceptance.
Right.
If you sit still, if you ain't saying anything about something that is inescapable to say something about, that means you accept it or you were dead. One or the other. And he's not dead. He accepted it.
Yeah, one last thing, and we asked Darnetta as she was leaving as well, because she keeps saying that the board members, her board, didn't know that there was a deficit. And we knew this in November because our principal was telling us that anything that you had planned to spend, forget it. The superintendent, this is in, I guess, late 2002, that the state is cutting money and you're not going to get it. We received a letter from Cleveland Hammonds in January stating this. It was in the newspaper, and she said at that forum we didn't know until we got elected. Complete lie.
Complete lie.
And so this parent that I was with asked her about that, and she whipped around. It was very similar to Buford, and she said, I don't care. And then she stopped herself. And then she said, wagged her finger in her face, said, I'm not going to talk to you. And then she called Mr. Pittman, who was the principal there, and said, these people are harassing me. So if you want an explanation or you ask a question about it, you're going to have the police called on you or you're going to try and be kicked out of a meeting. I thought it was awful.
It is awful, and that's why it is so imperative that people get involved in this election on April 4th. Everybody needs to go to the poll. Everybody needs to vote. These people, these monsters, take the trash out.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks for your call, Nick. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes. Good morning, number one fabulous Liz Brown.
Good morning, Mr.
The program tonight at UMSL there.
At the Century Room at the Century Room of the Millennium Center at UMSL, 6 o'clock.
Oh, at 6. Some of them had told me it was 7:30 this evening.
There's a pre-part that starts at 6, that the actual speech part is going to start at 7:30. So I understand why they were telling you 7:30.
Yeah. Oh, so there is a part at six that the people could come to also then, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay then. I'll call my friends and tell them they'll have to be there early.
Oh,
then,
and it's fine.
I have
it's fine.
Five or six others
it's
that
fine.
Were
it's,
coming.
It's fine if you come at 7:32. That's fine, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right.
Thank you.
You
a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
I'm hearing revolution in the air, from the brothers of the sun. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, from the brothers of the sun. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound at the below knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how
truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever.
On the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Some big doings at General Motors today, just in GM and the auto parts supplier it once owned, Delphi Corporation, have announced deals with the United Auto Workers Union that they will offer buyouts to 13,000 hourly Delphi employees and up to 100,000 hourly GM workers who are represented by the UAW. More details on the agreement expected later today. President Bush wants to make sure that you get his message on Iraq, so once again, he's taking it on the road, this time to West Virginia. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
His mission for a third day in a row is to reassure Americans. In fact, the banner behind President Bush this morning for a town hall with Wheeling, West Virginia residents reads, "Plan for victory." The president told yesterday's news conference he would never leave American forces in harm's way if he was not confident of his strategy. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
While the president talks about Iraq, the violence continues. U.S. and Iraqi forces captured about 50 militants who'd stormed a police station south of Baghdad. At least 4 Iraqi police officers were killed in the attack. Anyone seen a coyote in Central Park? You heard right, a coyote. John Del Giorno, the helicopter traffic reporter for WABC-TV, saw...
He swam across a pond under a bridge, actually cut through the grounds of the Woolman Rink itself, and has now escaped north into the vast expanses of Central Park once again.
And the search continues. It could have been worse, a lot worse. That's what officials in western Japan are saying about a fire at a nuclear plant. It took about 2 hours to get it out, but it doesn't look like there was any radiation leakage. The clock is ticking down toward April 15th, tax time, and if you're getting money back from Uncle Sam, the experts say you shouldn't be so happy about it because they say that big fat check you're going to get back is really just a loan to the government. On you. The Dow is down 22 points in early going. Up 22 points in early going. NASDAQ off by 11. This is ABC News.
It's Toyota's premier event. Come see the all-new, bigger RAV4. This is one impressive ride and is now 14 inches longer with an available 269 horsepower V6. And RAV4 gets an EPA highway rating of 30 miles per gallon. And while you're there, check out all of the other amazing Toyota models. But hurry, you won't want to miss this. Toyota, moving forward. 2006 EPA estimate for two-wheel drive, four-cylinder RAV4. Actual mileage may vary.
This is a test of your cell phone. Does it look at you openly, answer you honestly? Or is it full of nasty surprises at bill time? Does it Gloat because you're under contract. Maybe it's time for something new, something clear, simple, and uncomplicated. Net 10. At Net 10, there's no contract, no commitment, and one low rate, just 10 cents a minute, anytime, anywhere in the country. We're so sure you'll fall in love with Net 10, we'll give you 300 minutes free, a $30 value when you activate your Net 10 phone. So get to your nearest Target and partner with a phone you can trust.
So you say you can't wait to get your hands on that new Microsoft operating system? Too bad. The company now says the consumer version of Microsoft Vista won't be ready to go until at least next year. If you're looking for love online, it helps to have a dazzling smile and a killer benefits package. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
Forget fit and thin. If your profile says, I'm insured, you might just get a date. The Wall Street Journal reporting more online searching singles say they either have good health coverage or want a date who does. One online single wrote an ad that said, quote, I want you to take me into your big, strong health insurance plan. Andy Field, ABC News.
All you need is the air that you breathe, unless, of course, you live in New York, California, or Oregon, not to mention Washington, D.C., or New Jersey. A new study finds they have the dirtiest air in the nation. The cleanest air is in Big Sky Country. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Here's a report of WGNU News. This update is brought to you by Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion. I'm Peyton Colston reporting. In the news, the Major Case Squad is investigating the murder of a Pontoon Beach, Illinois man. Police say a family member of 42-year-old Kelvin Branch found his body yesterday morning at his apartment in the 4000 block of Cathy Drive. An autopsy was scheduled for yesterday afternoon, but those results have not yet been made available to the press. In other news, the Missouri Department of Transportation's officials say cleaning up from yesterday's snowstorm went fairly well. Chris Stone, MoDOT's maintenance superintendent, says the combination of temperatures, smaller than expected accumulation, and the type of snow made it easy going. He says crews still spent last night keeping an eye on the roadways.
A few individuals out there just looking at any brief freeze in any areas that are prone to brief freeze that may give us trouble.
Stone says the chemicals used to melt the snow work best when the temperatures are in the low to mid-30s, so that helped the cleanup move a lot faster as well. Elsewhere, public school advocates are on a statewide campaign to defeat tuition tax credit legislation. Members and supporters of the group People for Public Schools say the proposal is nothing more than a backdoor voucher program that would hurt public school students by taking $40 million out of public school classrooms every year. Supporters say tuition tax credits would allow parents to have the choice to take their children out of failing public schools. And finally, a division of the Missouri Highway Patrol will participate in a worldwide law enforcement competition next week. The patrol's Special Emergency Response Team has been selected for the first time to compete in the original SWAT World Challenge. The Missouri team will compete against 23 other teams from around the globe, including Canada, Germany, Taiwan, and Jordan. The four-day, eight-event competition begins Monday in Little Rock, Arkansas. That's WGNU News, brought to you by Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion. A woman's glow is beautiful, and now every woman can enhance her own glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample while supplies last. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Air National Guard. Eastbound 70 between Air Flight, Lambert Airport, and Lucas and Hunt. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Southbound 270 at 170 and Page. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 40 at the St. Louis Science Center is closed due to an accident. In both directions, 44 at the Pacific Viaduct, look for maintenance operations having one lane closed. Eastbound 44 at Elm, look for road maintenance operations having two right lanes closed. Northbound 270 at 44 is closed due to guardrail work. You can use Watson and then go north on Lindbergh to access eastbound 44. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Air National Guard. Men and women of all walks of life are guarding America and defending freedom. These heroes are in the Air National Guard, and they want you on their team. Call 1-800-2-GO-ANG. That's 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the mid-40s. This evening, partly cloudy till early morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, a high in the lower 40s. And Friday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 27 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 30. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri, St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU wake-up call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. Talk to me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU or 314-454-0400. Also, you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. And that's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to today. And I want to remind everybody that I will be speaking tonight with Congresswoman Maxine Waters. We're going to be talking about the role of minorities in government.
and that's going to be at UMSL tonight at 7:30. The speech is going to be taking place at 7:30 tonight, and that is going to be at the Century Room at UMSL. The number for more information is 436-8721. That's 436-8721 for more information on that event tonight. And also, Senator Rita Days will also be speaking, and it will also be a forum and a question and answer session. Be there. Today in the news, and I will preference this with reminding you that, good golly, there is just so much stuff going on. It's almost everywhere you turn, every direction that you point your head. There's something different happening and it's not good. It's challenging things that are happening, frightening things that are happening, and things that are happening that we must respond to. We don't have the luxury, nor do we have the time to sit still and hope that it'll all get better somehow. There's not enough time. There's not enough time for that. The needs that are out there are immediate needs, not I can get to it tomorrow needs. And there was a story out today about a soldier at Abu Ghraib. The soldier that's in a picture that is familiar to many folks that have been following that story, and many people that didn't want to follow that story. I think we've all seen the photograph of the man with the dog. And as a person of African descent, that picture really resonates with me. While I am not old enough to have been involved in or be a part of or be born during the time where people of African descent were facing snarling, snapping dogs set upon them, it nevertheless resonates especially with me. Because I know what has been done to my community with dogs and with law enforcement officers holding dogs and directing them at me and my people. But nevertheless, many of us are familiar with the photograph of the soldier with the dog snapping, snarling at the Abu Ghraib prisoners. Well, that man has gone to trial. He has been convicted, and he faces 8 years and a demotion. We talk about Abu Ghraib. We talk about the things that happen to prisoners there. But one of the things that we don't talk about are women. What's happening to them? Are they there? Are they suffering? If that's happening to the men, what's happening to the women? We need to talk about that. And to facilitate that conversation, I have joining us from New York, Sheila Dower. She is the director of Women's Rights Program for Amnesty International USA. Sheila, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Sheila, we're not talking about the women, are we?
In Abu Ghraib?
Yes, and just women in prisons in general. That's not a conversation that the American people are familiar with.
That's right. It's very unusual to get really good information on what's happening to women in prison, either abroad or here in the United States.
So can you talk to us about what we should know about that?
Well, Amnesty International USA has done a report called Abuse of Women in Custody. And it covers things like sexual misconduct and the shackling of pregnant women in prison. Now, sexual misconduct can be anything from rape to sexual coercion to unwanted touching and viewing. And this kind of practice needs to stop. And one of the ways to stop it is to make sure that there's a law protecting female inmates that says that any corrections officials or contractors with corrections officials will not have sexual contact with the inmate, and that the guard or corrections official can't use the inmate's consent as a defense.
Well, how can, I guess the question is that people should be asking themselves is, how can a woman who is incarcerated consent to a guard? It can't happen, can it?
No, it can't. That's absolutely right, because there's such an incredible power differential between the guards and the prisoners. So as far as Amnesty is concerned, a consent is not really relevant.
It cannot occur. It can't occur.
No.
So I think one of the things that people probably don't understand about what happens to women in custody is the ratio of male versus female guards.
Yes, there usually are more male guards than female guards, even in women's prison. And that's a problem because you need to restrict their access to the women prisoners. They shouldn't be around when there's showering or getting dressed or any kind of examinations where the prisoner has to disrobe. And we have, for the last 5 years or so, we've been talking with prisons, and we've gotten a lot of response. For example, the state of Missouri does not hold the inmate liable if there is a sexual contact, and that's really good, because there are some states where if a woman is being sexually harassed or even raped, she might be held responsible, and she might receive more time if she's convicted. So it's good that Missouri does not have that problem.
And how sad that we even have to fight for that.
Yes. The other issue is shackling of pregnant prisoners. And this year we're focusing on the issue of shackling. We feel that it violates a prisoner's human rights to privacy and not to be treated with cruel and inhumane treatment. There are some places where pregnant prisoners they use belly chains and shackles, and even in labor, there are places, over 35 states in the United States, where women are shackled when they're actually in labor. So we have developed a model policy, which we're sending around to all of the commissioners of corrections in the United States, that says that pregnant women deserve to have this privacy. They deserve to be treated with respect. They deserve to have no cruel and inhuman treatment. And shackling or even handcuffing during labor certainly is that. So we have that practice that we're trying to stop.
And I just really kind of want to underscore that, if I may, Sheila. We live in a country where it is policy in some states to shackle a woman giving birth.
That's right.
In the midst of her labor, she is shackled.
That's right, and that is cruel inhuman treatment. And
how do we compare to other countries? Who else does this?
I don't know about other countries. We don't have a lot of information, as you said before. We don't get a lot of information from prisoners in women prisoners. There have been places that I've heard of where women had to give birth in this cell with no help whatsoever. They just had to call out once the baby was born.
Mm.
But those are in pretty remote prisons in other countries. But we're here in the United States, and we have a lot of possibilities. We have a lot of resources, and we're supposed to be a country that respects human rights. So let's start respecting the human rights of women in prison.
And don't we also have to talk about the extraordinary increase of women getting into the prison system anyway in the last few years, and also the nature of the crimes that get them incarcerated? We're not talking about all of a sudden there's been a surge of a million or 100,000 Jeffrey Dahmer women in jail.
Absolutely not. The vast majority of women who are in prison have nonviolent offenses. It could be passing a bad check or shoplifting, or there are a number of nonviolent offenses, and another primary one is drug possession or drug use. And the three strikes and you're outlawed have actually resulted in many, many women who are addicted being put in jail for long periods of time. in the last 10 years, it's gone up 300 or 400% from what it was before. And that has to do a lot with the drug laws, which are pretty unforgiving and don't give the judges much play. There are a lot of mandatory sentencing laws that keep women in prison for a long time.
So do we know, given what you've just explained, do we know a number or a ratio of the women that are in shackles when they are giving birth, the types of crimes that they have committed? Can we say with any kind of certainty that most of the women that are being shackled when they're giving birth are people that have passed bad checks or have done drugs, and that's why they're there?
Yes, I think we could safely say that. There are some women in prison for violent crimes. The international standards actually say that there should be no restraint used on prisoners, and the only reason for using a restraint is a long history of hurting other people or hurting themselves or property or perhaps a history of trying to escape. But in the vast majority of women in prison, none of those apply.
Because most of them are there for
nonviolent.
They're
there for nonviolent crimes, most of them, yeah.
And crimes against themselves.
Some of them, yes, yeah.
When you go to a state that has a policy or at least has a practice of shackling women while they are giving birth, and you go to that legislature to talk to them about undoing this law, what kind of response do you get? Do you get a great defense of shackling women while they're pregnant? And I mean, while they're giving birth?
Well, we've just started actually going to Department of Correction on this. We have had positive responses from a couple of states where the Department of Corrections called us up and said, well, give us a model policy. So we have developed a model policy.
Mm-hmm.
We're really looking forward to talking with states. We've started out targeting six states and the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And as these states change their policies, we'll move on to other states because there are at least 35 that have no policy or bad shackling policy.
I would imagine, Sheila, that getting a state or even the federal government to change the policy against shackling women, period, and let alone shackling women while they are giving birth, I would imagine that getting them to move away from that policy is going to be a lot easier than getting them to deal with sexual misconduct by guards or by other prison officials.
Well, I don't really know. It might be harder.
Simply because this country seems to have a difficult time of dealing with the issue of sexual abuse, sexual misconduct, period.
Yes, and also because within the prison system, the people who are perpetrators are often the correctional officials, and most times, women have to report the attack to those same officials, so in many cases, they're afraid to report it while it's happening in prison. We get reports of people outside of prison who then say what happened. We also have reports that when women try to show that they've been sexually abused, one of the ways of so-called protection is putting them into lockdown. So what they've done is they take the woman, they put her in solitary while they're investigating the person that she accused. Meanwhile, she doesn't have access to a lawyer or to doctors. And states vary. You know, some states actually do a rape kit. Some states don't. So a lot of it has to do with, you know, protecting their own, as it were.
What is the state that has the best policy with regard to the protection of women from abuse while they're in custody? And is there a model policy that you are also taking to the states as part of your campaign?
Well, we have, in the last several years, we've been working with 14 states in the country that didn't have laws to protect prisoners against custodial sexual misconduct. We have now succeeded in getting 13 states pass laws that are fairly good laws, in our opinion. And Vermont, there's a law pending. And there are a number of states that have laws, but they're not good ones, like Arizona, for example, where a woman could be accused of crime and have to do more time if she's convicted. because she had sexual contact with a corrections official. So, yes, it's very difficult to get good information about what's happening to women, although women, now there are many organizations around the country that are actually in touch with inmates and can help them make these claims.
It's hard for a woman who's not in prison to go to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
tell them that they've been raped, go through the rape kit test, and then let alone go to court and to testify against a man that is as accused of raping her. The challenges of a woman that's in prison must be a hundredfold. In terms of getting someone to, not getting someone charged, let alone getting them into a courtroom.
Absolutely. It's extremely difficult for women to report these sexual misconduct and rape incidents because the very people who are involved are still the jailers, and there's a problem of retaliation. We have reports of retaliation in a number of states, Michigan, California, but those reports were in our 1999 report. So we're hoping that the pressure that we've brought to bear on prison officials to respect women's human rights is lessening the attacks. But these attacks happen, and it's very difficult for women to report them.
Do we know of any cases where a prison guard has actually been charged, has actually been tried, and actually been convicted of abuse, of a sexual abuse of a woman while she was in custody?
Well, yes, in Missouri, there are several incidents in various counties where a former sheriff or a jailer or a guard, a jailer provided cigarettes in exchange for sex, or where a guard attacked an inmate and was charged. There are a number of them in this report. We have a report on our website. If you go to amnestyusa.org/women, then you'll find this whole report. You can look at every state, and you can read the key findings. And, yes, in a number of cases now, guards and other correctional people are being charged.
And if people want to get involved in this, Sheila, what would you direct them to do?
Oh, I would love them to come and visit the website, Amnesty USA, that's A-M as in Mary, N as in Norman, E-S-T-Y-U-S-A.
And if they want to see the report, what's that address again?
It's amnestyusa.org/women.
Very good. Sheila Dower, Director of Women's Rights Program for Amnesty International USA, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
You're so welcome.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. We're taking a break. I'll be back. Stay with me.
I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri-St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU Wake Up Call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri-St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
I am Stella Hughes, asking you to vote for Shelley Welch on April 4th if you are tired of the Good Old Boy Network in University City. Vote for Shelley Welch if you want to be included when changes are being made in the city that affect you and your neighborhood. If you want positive progress for University City, vote for Shelley Welch. Vote for Shelley Welch if you agree that City Hall has become complacent. It is time for change in University City. On April 4th, vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Homeowners, are you looking for a way to cut your bills, to save more of your money, to lower your interest rates? Then take advantage of an asset you already have. It's your home. And if you're like most homeowners who want to cut their expenses, one phone call can unlock a huge savings opportunity. Just call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Listen to this. Quicken Loans can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% or eliminate your credit card debts with a low-rate home equity loan. Call 800-308-0133. With over 150 loan products, the money-saving experts at Quicken Loans can help you cut your expenses. Spend just a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans, and they can cut your mortgage payments up to 35%. Call 800-308-0133. 800-308-0133. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. That's Quicken Loans. 800-308-0133.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends on you.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I ran away today, ran from the noise, ran away. Don't want to go back to that place, but don't have no choice, no way. It ain't easy growing up in World War III. Never know what love could be that I've seen. I don't want love to destroy me like it did my family. Can we be a family?
Welcome back, welcome back. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-0400 is the phone number. And if you want a toll-free, long-distance me, it's 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU.
The Internal Revenue Service is quietly moving to loosen the once inviolable privacy of federal income tax returns. If it succeeds, accountants and other tax return preparers for the first time would be able to sell information from individual returns or even entire returns to marketers and data brokers. You all understand me, what I'm saying? So all you folks that go to these big box places to get your tax services done, they're going to be coming after you hard because they're going to get a double bang from your buck. You're going to pay them to do your taxes, and then they're going to take that money, and then they're going to get some more money because they're going to sell all your information to a marketer. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. This tax information can be resold. It will be handled under looser rules. They announced the IRS announced their decision to their proposal in a news release the day before the notice was published. And here's the thing. This is the part of the I guess the wicked learning curve of this administration. They got off on the fact that people bought into No Child Left Behind. You know, saying something and then doing completely the opposite. Because the name of the proposal that will allow your tax preparer to sell your private information to a marketer is entitled IRS Proposed Regulations to Safeguard Taxpayer Information. So, I mean, it's I guess the heads up or the, what is it, the 411 on this administration is if they say, if they have the name of a policy that says apples are good for you, know that apples kill. Okay, that's the heads up. That's the 411. If any of their policies say apples are good for you policy, what it means is apples kill. Be clear on that. The name of the policy that will allow a person that prepares your taxes to sell it to a marketer is entitled IRS Issues Proposed Regulations to Safeguard Taxpayer Information. Apples kill. Period. Dot. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. The scary thing coming up. We have an election coming up on April 4th. Diebold machines are in the city of St. Louis. The first election with Diebold machines. Know this. California voters sued the state's top election official on Tuesday in an effort to reverse the certification of certain electronic voter machines made by Diebold. In the suit, the issue is the security of the Diebold electronic voting machines. A month ago, the Secretary of State in California certified that the Diebold election system, the TSX and the optical scan, they certified them. In certifying the Diebold machines, the Secretary has sidestepped his duty to deny certification to voting systems that violate state and federal standards. The suit seeks to block the purchase of these systems and reverse the Secretary of State certification. Why is Diebold under scrutiny? Because the state's March 2004 primary election had glitches at the polling places, and they questioned the vulnerability of hacking and manipulation. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. About this IRS stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, this is new world order. I don't think, you know, people don't understand. I mean, with this national debt we got right now, who do they think is going to pay off this national debt?
Mm.
And as they get more and more desperate, you're going to see you know, the more extreme measures of, you know, basically, this is public finance.
Mm.
You know, it's not going to be on the rich's back.
Mm.
We're paying for it.
We are definitely, and that's, again, which makes it, that's why it is so inexplicable why the Democrats are just dead. What is it that's going to take you to get up and
fight?
Well,
you know what, you know, you did this, you was talking about the preachers in the pulpits and stuff this morning. I mean, if these fools are going to believe these preachers, the same one that sold them on this war, then this country deserves what it's going to get. And Roosevelt, man, asked a couple months ago or a few weeks ago, you know, don't we deserve better? Nah, we don't deserve better. We're going to get exactly what we deserve because of these Republican Bush supporters. Thank you very much.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. It's almost like the words are still floating in the air. That's how recent the words are. You all saw George Bush's contorted Barnum and Bailey-ish effort to answer questions from the press, you know, where he cocked his head trying to listen to his earpiece, turned his head trying to read his notes, and bent his body forward like he was trying to look the people he was talking to in the eye. George W. Bush said, "I am optimistic we'll succeed. If not, I'd pull our troops out, huh?" Well, sweetie, what about what happened while those words were still in the air? I'm optimistic. The words are still floating in the air. Almost probably simultaneously as those words are still in the air, I'm optimistic. 100 masked gunmen stormed into a prison near the Iranian border, cutting phone wires, freeing inmates, and leaving behind devastation and carnage. 20 dead policemen, burned out cars, and a smoldering Iraqi jailhouse. 10 people were killed. So tell me again, what was the word he used? What was that word again? Optimistic. What's the good news in this? They broke into a prison and took their people out. 100 of them. 33 prisoners were freed. 18 insurgents who were detained just on Sunday. They battled law enforcement. They killed people. What's the good news? Maybe I just missed the memo. You know what? Tell you what, I'm going to take a break and I'm going to go check my email because maybe there's something that I missed the memo in my email telling me what the optimistic part of this war is. I'm going to go check my email. We're going to take a break. Maybe I'll find it then.
Again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660 and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Riyadh. A meeting was held between a number of Middle East central banks yesterday, and the consensus seems to be they're going to switch a large portion of their reserves from the American dollar to euros. The governor of the Saudi Arabian central bank said the United States made a poor decision to force Dubai Ports World to transfer its ownership to an American entity. And the United Arab Emirates says it is likely to move one-tenth of its dollar reserves to the euro. The Commercial Bank of Syria has already changed over its foreign currency transactions from dollars to euros,
and that has provoked an American response to stop dealing with Syrian banks because of concerns over money laundering. And Dateline New York. It has been reported that a paramedic who worked at a morgue for victims of the World Trade Center disaster has now died from a respiratory condition. 41-year-old Deborah Reeve was employed as a paramedic for 17 years, but she had to retire at the end of 2004 because she became too sick to work. She spent several months at the morgue that was set up to handle the remains of the World Trade Center collapse on September 11th of 2001. She died last week of a type of lung cancer most commonly associated with exposure to asbestos. Her doctors say it was caused from being exposed to the toxic dust from the collapse of the buildings. There's a lawsuit already in the pipeline that claims there are over 20 deaths that can be linked to ground zero exposures. This is your wake-up call global news update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, that's right, that's right. Big screen televisions, little screen televisions, washers, dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators. They have it all at the Sears at 3425 Union. That's right, you can get your trifecta of a shopping experience. We're talking about great prices, great location, and great customer service. That's the trifecta. Get your shop on. Get on down to Sears, your own neighborhood Sears at 3425 Union. I'm Liz Brown. When you talk to Jerome Williams, tell him I told you to.
Hello, my name is Irv, and I've lived in University City for 40 years. I've voted in every election. This year, I'm voting for Shelley Welch for mayor. Shelley has proven by her actions to be a very honest, fair, forward-thinking person. Shelley and I worked with a small group of University City residents to create the Green Center, an environmental education center for inner-city youth. This is the kind of leadership University City needs. On April the 4th, you have a choice. As I see it, it's more of the same, or it's time for a change for progress. Vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
You are invited to attend a forum examining the role of minorities in government and business. It takes place Wednesday, March 22nd at the University of Missouri, St. Louis in the Century Room of the Millennium Center. Guest speakers include California Congressman Maxine Waters, Missouri State Senator Rita Hurd Davis of the 14th District, and WGNU wake-up call host Liz Brown. This national forum for black public administrators is presented in conjunction with the University of Missouri St. Louis and the Associated Black Collegians. Admission is free. Call 436-8721 for more information.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann School.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
The recent hailstorm may have caused damage to your roof. But beware, when these types of events happen, people called storm chasers appear out of the blue and offer to do the work, but then disappear with your money and only half do the job. Phil Person of Phil Person Roofing reminds you he will be here to serve you long after the storm chasers have come and gone. Person Roofing is a licensed and certified contractor specializing in roof replacements and repairs, and replaces from 200 to 400 roofs a year. Phil Person Roofing, in business 16 years, 361-7127.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson. Join me every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people who are just like you that are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in lives of others. And you're invited to share your thoughts. You know, people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show Wednesday mornings at 10 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss what matters most to you.
around the world, and behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Butterfly, I sing like a hornet. They won't let me have it, not even here. No one else want it. If I try to take it, they wanna break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'm gonna make it, Lord, I can take it. I'm the greatest man alive. Cut the drama, boy, save it for your mama. I'm the sweat it, no, I got to get it. I'm the
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
And a beautiful one it is.
Yes, it is.
Only my personal opinion. I don't think there is a Democratic Party anymore. I think we're controlled by one party. That doesn't make it true what I'm saying, but that's the way I feel about it. And what happened to the Republican Party? Who are the people that took it over, as if we didn't know?
Mm-hmm.
And who really is running this country? Is it the British and the Israelis, or who?
That's the question.
Because it doesn't seem to be the American people. The people that represent us, supposedly represent us, seem to be so wound up with special interest groups. The Heritage Foundation and all those groups up there that are seem to be pushing all these programs that none of the rest of us want.
That's right. That's right.
So I don't know. I don't have the answers. I only look at the situation. I think something's wrong here that I'm not understanding. And I can't stand that guy. I never let him in my house, so-called Mr. Bush. And I did watch it yesterday, and it was embarrassing to watch him struggle with the same lies.
Okay.
Thank you, honey.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I think that one story that really, really lays bare the issue of how this war has been prosecuted, so woefully prosecuted. And not only has there been a poor prosecution, a poor execution of this war, but the lies that got us there and the lies that keep us there. That's a really, really, really sad trio. A poorly executed war started by a lie and contained by a lie. And the case that really, really illustrates that is the case of Patrick Tillman. You know, Pat Tillman, he was a football player, NFL, a man who gave up his NFL career to become an Army Ranger. Hoorah! Hoorah! And he was standing with his fellow Rangers when they shot him dead in Afghanistan 2 years ago. You know how far they were away from him when his fellow officers shot him dead? 70 yards. You can, something is 70 yards away from you, can see it. 70 yards away. And understand that before Pat Tillman was shot dead by his fellow soldiers, his son called out his own name. He waved his arm. How did he wind up dead? How did he end up
with 3 bullet holes in his head from his own unit. Pat Tillman went to war based on a lie. Pat Tillman, the story of what happened to Pat Tillman by the United States Army is a lie. The father says he sits at home and he goes over and over and over in his head for 2 years. For 2 years. The New York Times examined what happened to the documents from 3 Army administrative reviews. 2,000 pages worth of documents have gone into the examination of Pat Tillman's death. And when you look at it, all you see are shifting testimony, destruction of evidence, contradictions about the distance, contradictions about the lighting conditions, and contradictions about the details of the shootings. Sound like a lie to y'all?
Yeah,
He was 70 yards away from his own fellow soldiers, and I presumed, I haven't read the 2,000 pages, but I would bet everything that I own, he was dressed in the same clothes that they were dressed in. And he got 3 bullet shots to the head. And he died, killed by one of his own Army Rangers. Hoorah, indeed. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back same time tomorrow. Until then, y'all stay strong.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife and right back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound. That's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution with the air.
Is that not everyone is sharing
the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The nation's biggest automaker is slamming the brakes on thousands of jobs again. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
General Motors has been trying to downsize its workforce because of declining sales. And now comes word GM will offer unionized hourly employees, and there are more than 100,000 of them, buyouts. Depending on age and years of service, workers could get payouts of $140,000.